Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us today, the 11th day of August, 2008. We have several important guests lined up for you today that I will tell you about after the break. For now, defiant Putin accuses U.S. of helping Georgia as fighting escalates amid fears of Georgian invasion. Now, mainstream Israeli newspapers are reporting and bragging that Israeli forces have been involved in the entire arming, training, and sneak attack on Russian forces Thursday night into Friday morning. The average American that I talk to, or I hear on talk radio, or the majority of the news stories I see in print, frame it as if Russia premeditatedly, out of a clear blue sky, attacked Georgia. Now, I'm not even taking sides in all of this, but the insulting nature of how the media, they may start coming on the news and saying the sky is red and water is black and, you know, birds don't fly, but pigs do. I mean, they treat us like we're so stupid. And you know what? We are. It works like a charm. I have been in four or five convenience stores in the last few days, restaurants, in newsrooms of a radio station. I have been all over the place, and I asked people, well, I was in a TV news studio last night, and I asked them, I say, what do you think happened with Russia? And they said, oh, yeah, Russia's attacked Georgia. I mean, it's just, even people in news don't know. And that's why we are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know, I joked around about it Friday, but sure enough, it's in blogs, news stories. People on the street think that Russia has attacked the U.S., the state of Georgia, and the southern United States. It's sometimes the ignorance, the mindlessness, the lack of connection to reality of the general public, and the self-satisfied smirks on their faces while they waddle around like Miss South Carolina, not even knowing what country she's in. This is why we're so enslaved. Because the establishment knows they've had 100 years to brainwash and brain damage and dumb down the public with chemicals and biologicals and the schooling that we are a very dangerous nation. We are a nation of mental retards with a criminal elite of pedophiles with nuclear weapons. Can you imagine a science fiction nightmare novel where there is an imperial government with degenerate pot-bellied pedophiles running giant military forces and nuclear weapons with a retarded population as their servants? Well, you have just described the United States there. Now, does that mean there aren't 50 million, 60 million awake, intelligent, smart people out of 300 million? No, there's certainly good people in this country. But we have really, I don't want to get off into a rant about it. It's just so incredible to me. It hits me like a ton of bricks to know that we really are the dumbest, most ignorant people on earth, the most self-satisfied, arrogant, lazy, entitled buffoons. Buffoons.
How dare Russia attack for no reason? How dare it be disproportionate? How dare them? The Georgia didn't do anything. They just snuck attack with thousands of troops and hundreds of tanks and jets and blew up an entire city and of 70,000 people. And
the numbers of dead are more like 5,000 now. And then our media spins it and says 5,000 dead in Georgia, thousands dead in Georgia as Russia attacks. People say, how dare those Russians? No, no, no. See, that's the spin. It's Ossetia, and they weren't killed by the Russians. But hey, when you got a lobotomized, drooling, idiot public.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline.
It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you can see, I think, the most complete coverage anywhere from the most sources, from different angles that you will find anywhere on the internet or on TV or radio. It's all available, video, audio, radio, text, French news, British news, Georgian news, Russian news, and, of course, U.S. news, which is like Disneyland for lobotomized rhesus monkeys. And so the BBC, by the way, is just as bad, just engaging in lying, deception, wordsmithing. Even though I know the global crime syndicate is completely wicked, it still amazes me what they get away with. It just absolutely amazes me. So we'll be going over a lot of that today. We've got Amy Allen, who, of course, has got some hit songs out there, one of them about Ron Paul. She's going to be at the Rally for the Republic coming up in early September, early next month. She'll be popping in for a 30-minute visit with us in the next hour. Professor Michael Chasadosky, expert on the Caucasus and Russia, and he's been talking about the U.S. planning to attack Russia through Georgia for the last few years. He's going to be joining us coming up in the third hour today. And I'm also working on getting Lindsey Williams on today or tomorrow, because he talked about the U.S. trying to start a war with Russia. And he said that's what his oil company executive sources told him, and that oil prices would begin plunging in the next few months. And we've seen what has happened there. So very, very interesting lining him up for the show as well. I do want to open the phones up and give you a chance to talk about really any subject you'd like, but I would imagine that you would want to discuss what's developing in the Caucasus in northern Georgia on the border with Russia, 1-800-259-9231. Also, the best reportage we've seen, the most accurate from the integrated news we've been tracking and putting together, is the Russian television. And among them is their English-speaking Russia Today, which is their international media arm, similar to the U.S. and CNN. It's in English. And I have to say, everything they're reporting is accurate. It's amazing. They are being honest. They are being accurate. They are saying exactly what they're doing and what they intend. Am I saying that Putin isn't corrupt or that Russia doesn't do bad things? No. In fact, we've been critical of Russia. Most governments are evil and corrupt. But Russian media is telling the truth. Meanwhile, our media is engaging in almost universal lying and twisting and spinning. It's just so incredible to know that the criminals running our government launched 9/11, to know it comes out in mainstream news on MSNBC and the New Yorker magazine and everywhere else, that Dick Cheney wanted to stage terror attacks just a few months ago, creating fake Iranian patrol boats and having Navy SEALs attack U.S. ships in the Strait of Hormuz, blaming it on Iran, and it hardly, you know, we push it here, it comes out in a few mainstream outlets, and that's it. It's just so incredible to know that now the crooks running our government have premeditatedly armed Georgia, whose military budget has gone up 30 times what it was just 5 years ago. 30 times, according to Jane's Weapons Quarterly, according to CIA Fact Book and other groups that look at that. 30 times what it was just 5 years ago. And U.S. advisors, Israelis, sneak attack a Russian province of Ossetia, destroy a city of 70,000 people. Conservatively now, the numbers are 5,000 dead. Just whole buildings buried. Just a midnight sneak attack. And the average American is bumbling around. If they're even aware this is going on, they're going, them darn Russians. I've heard them. I hope they blow the hell out of them Russians. And they can't even find Russia on a map. And it's just disgusting. Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing. And it just means it's just going to get worse. I mean, we've got a lunatic government that's so arrogant, and it's got so many super weapons that they're saying, hey, let's have a nuclear war, Russia. That's what the neocons say in the PNAC document. That's what William Crystal and Feith and the rest of them say is, well, we got more nukes and we got better weapons, so a nuclear war is desirable. Well, these little bastards, they get to jump in the underground railway facilities that are in all the major cities, and they get to go out to the different bunkers for 5,000 and 10,000 and 20,000 people the government admits they have, where they can live underground for decades with nuclear power and everything else. We don't get that. But you've got these jackasses that are on power trips, and they just don't know when to stop. And they've got a supine, servile, drunk on entertainment and drugs population who literally suck their thumbs when they wake up in the morning, suck their thumbs after breakfast, suck them all day watching sports and entertainment and infotainment and the soap operas, and are just, it's unbelievable. And let me just tell you something, yuppies. You think it's funny to giggle and smirk and laugh and buy into lies and say so what and have an arrogant so what attitude. I've run into people saying, so what if we attacked Russia? Good, I want the oil. Good, I want the gas. I want lower prices. Don't you understand? Yeah, I was at the radio station yesterday, and one of the people there was telling me this very arrogantly in the hallway, going, whatever, Alex, I'm hearing your show. So what if we attacked them? So what? We need that gas. We need that oil. And I said, oh, just like we don't get any of the oil out of Alaska. It all goes to Asia. Don't you get it? You're not part of the elite. Get it through your brain. See, the average American is evil. And so they go, good, steal the oil. Attack Russia to get that pipeline. Oh, yes. Oh. But don't you understand? The people running our country will attack Russia for oil and gas over a pipeline going into Turkey. That's what this is all about. Even the Times of London is admitting it. Don't you understand? They'll attack you. They'll destroy your dollar. They'll destroy your pension funds. They'll tax you into oblivion. They'll CPS your kids. Don't you get that? You're not part of the establishment. Can't you get that through your malfunctioning brain? If they'll attack a country with 20,000 nukes and a 500,000-man army alone, with 500-and-something bombers and 1,000-something fighter jets and all the rest of it, what are they going to do to you, little man? What are they going to do to you? Haven't you figured that out yet? That when you allow great tyranny to rise and stomp on countries and kill 1.2 million Iraqis, and when you allow all of this stuff to unfold, that you are inviting destruction of yourself? That you're not safe, that none of us are safe. Here's the news. Defiant Putin accuses U.S. of helping Georgia as fighting escalates amid fears of ground invasion. Fears of ground invasion, this is London reports. What do you mean the Russians are now moving into central Georgia? Why? Because the Georgians are remassing, and General Petraeus announced yesterday they're going to fly in 2,000 Georgian troops right into the front lines to, quote, engage the Russians. And now those aircraft are being loaded up. I wonder if the Russians are going to blow those out of the air with Hind helicopters. Because the Russians are saying anybody that reinforces the Georgian military that's still attacking us is going to be shot at. But see, our military is so drunk on picking on the Arabs that can't shoot straight and don't have any logistics that they're so drunk on 1.2 million blood, you know, painting skulls on their tanks, playing heavy metal music, that maybe they want to go ahead and go up against the Russians. So they can shoot a couple of tactical nukes in there and have a nice little nuclear war. How's that sound? Yeah, you'll be able to act real tough, won't you, good old boys? Defiant Putin accused U.S. of helping Georgia as fighting escalates amid fears of ground invasion. Great article by Paul Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com. Civilian genocide, dead Americans, the cost of the U.S.-Russian proxy war. You want to find one article that basically gives it all to you? This is the one. Swarms of Russian jets bomb Georgian targets all over the country, sinking Georgian ships that were trying to launch missile attacks on Russian ships. Petraeus, U.S. is flying Georgian troops into battle zone. Times of London just mentioned that. Former Georgian foreign minister, many Americans in Georgia training military. Cheney threatens Russia over Georgia and says that there will be a response and must not go unanswered. So here come the U.S. C-130s with more Georgian troops out of Iraq. And while they tell the Russians, stand down, this is not an assault. See, that works on the American people when they're CPSing your kids or dragging your kid off for drugs they shipped in. Or they say, oh, everything's going to be all right, stand down. You know, they tell everybody, oh, stand down, we're not going to attack you. Then they attack you. That's what they always do, but the Russians aren't buying it. Cheney's threatening everybody. Again, Russia sinks a Georgian ship trying to attack Russian Navy ships, Jerusalem Post. Kurt Nemo wrote a great story, Mass Murderers in South Ossetia. Israelis should be proud of themselves. Multiple mainstream Israeli publications are reporting, like Ynet News is not ashamed of the role Israel's playing in arming and training Georgia's ministry. In fact, according to Ari Gazoi, Israel is involved with Georgia specifically to gear its military for a confrontation with Russia. And the head of the defense ministry in Georgia is a Israeli citizen and former Mossad boss. That's right.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
They don't want to see us unite. All they want us to do is keep on forcing and fighting. They don't want to see us live together.
That's why they launched a sneak attack on Russia.
All they want us to do is keep on killing one another. Top rankers, top rankers, all you skankers, all you skankers, oh, top rankers, how did you mean what? And it runs through our lion and the heart. truth from an ancient time.
The brotherly love.
The brotherly love.
The brotherly love.
The sisterly love.
Sisterly love.
I feel this morning.
Yeah, I feel this morning.
I feel this morning.
For the Ossetians, the
brotherly
Georgians.
Brotherly love.
The sisterly love.
Being played off against each other by the New World Order.
I feel this morning. This morning, hey, they don't want us to unite.
No, they want the great game.
All they want us to do is keep on fucking and fighting. They don't want to see us live together.
I think that's my favorite Bob Marley song. Let me put it out there very clearly, succinctly, the facts. Thursday night on the eve of the Olympics, into Friday morning, massive attack on scores of towns in the major city in Ossetia, destroying almost every building in the city, leveling them, bombing them, fighter bombers strafing, helicopters attacking, more than 100 tanks, more than 200 armored vehicles, close to 10,000 troops, the Georgian military backed up by Israeli and U.S. special forces, mercenaries, of course, tankers out of Ukraine, that's been confirmed, just absolute sneak attack, trying to slaughter the Russian population so that they will never basically come back. So they'll leave into Russia and never come back. And they would go in house to house with the families hiding in their cellars. They would go in, hear the children and women inside, throw a hand grenade in. That's right. Targeting them for genocide, that is exactly what it is, a huge sneak attack. Imagine, that'd be like people in Austin, Texas, or say Oklahoma City, sleeping in their beds, and suddenly a military from three sides attacks you, starts bombing your city, bombing the hospitals, bombing the TV station, the radio stations, bombing the government buildings, bombing the police stations, bombing the Russian military base, rolling in, taking the city, going house to house, slaughtering everyone. And then, boom, comes out on the news at about 11 a.m. Central, more than 12 hours into the attack. Headline, Georgian president says Russia attacking. And Americans around the water cooler, them Russians, I'm just sick of them. I love George Bush, oh gosh. And that's exactly what's going on. Just absolutely disgusting. And then BBC has headlines like, thousands of civilians dead in Georgia after Russian attack. Then you read in the bottom of the BBC articles, we've got stories analyzing this up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. It'll mention, oh, they're South Ossetians killed by the Georgians. Now, I have to say, the Statesman actually got it right here in Austin. First paragraph in the article said, sneak attack by the Georgians. Imagine, the U.S. and Israel sneak attack Russia, and then the media engages in a mass hoax. I know I keep repeating myself, it's just so incredible, the days we live in. This is unprecedented. And now the war is widening, just as we said it could. God help us, this could get serious. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. A couple program notes, then I'm going to get to your phone calls. In fact, John, I keep forgetting to get those. Will you IM them to me, please? I have some audio clips I want to play from Russia Today, which, according to all the evidence we have, are the most accurate news reports out there. But just recapping what's happened, the United States and Israel, through the proxy state of Georgia, with Israeli mercenaries, U.S. mercenaries, and Ukrainian mercenaries, also U.S. troops by the thousands have been there training with them, Marines and Army, but we don't know if they're involved in the frontline assaults. But you have this multinational force, basically NATO, expanding into Eastern Europe and Central Asia. This is right above Turkey, there in the Black Sea, trying to link up with the controlled areas they have in Iraq. To make it very simple, long story short, the United States, Israel, and NATO have premeditatedly attacked a Russian enclave and Russian forces that have peacefully been living with the other Georgians, who had always been part of Russia, but was taken after the fall of the Soviet Union. And there were some areas the Soviets took that weren't under their control previously, like Eastern Germany, like Poland, many other areas they had no business being in. Georgia's always been part of Russia for hundreds and hundreds of years, but I digress. The point here is there has been a premeditated sneak attack on Russia, killing thousands of civilians in an attempt at genocide to clear out Ossetia. They also had tried to attack another, quote, breakaway republic that has been under the control of the Russians since they, quote, lost control in 91. They were back in control in 93 as part of a UN agreement in a demilitarized zone. This was a out-of-the-blue sneak attack. The Russians had seen the buildup in the last few weeks and were asking the U.S. why they were building up forces, why the Georgians were building up on the border. So the Russians had moved forces up to their border with Georgia so that when the sneak attack took place, they were able to go in and repulse the attack. The entire time the Georgian forces were slaughtering everyone in Ossetia, they were squeaking and squawking about how dare the Russians shoot back at us. They should just basically take their body armor and walk out on the street and let us kill them. And the women and children should just line up and let us kill them. Oh, those dirty Russians. And then they continued to attack for the last 2 days as the Russians pushed them out of the city. Even Saturday night, the Georgians were lying and saying they still controlled Ossetia and that they had defeated the Russians while simultaneously calling for ceasefires and saying they weren't shooting at Russians, even though there was all the live news footage coming out of them with their rocket-propelled, self-propelled missile batteries and tanks still firing at the Russians. But they know the audience they're playing to, a complete dumbed-down Western Europe and U.S., They then tried to engage Russian ships in the Black Sea. The Russians have been firing back at them. The Russians have been going in and now attacking Georgian military bases that are supplying the Georgian military that is still engaging them. They've also been basically hunting, seeking, destroying the different Georgian forces as they regroup for counterassaults on the Russians' repulsion attacks that they launched, trying to repel and successfully repelling the U.S.-backed, Israeli-backed Georgian forces. But the bigger issue here is that there are U.S. mercenaries, Ukrainian mercenaries, and Israeli mercenaries involved in all of this. Israel's Ynet News is not ashamed of the role Israel plays in arming and training Georgia's military. In fact, according to Ari Egozai, Israel is involved with Georgian specifically to gear its military up for confrontation with Russia. For the past 7 years, Israeli companies have been helping Georgian army to prepare for war against Russia. That's the Israeli newspaper. Through arms deals, training and infantry units, and security advice. It sure helps that Georgia's defense minister, David Kurzavashvili, is a former Israeli who is fluent in Hebrew and work with Israel. That's right, the head of their military is an Israeli. His door was always open to the Israelis, who came and offered his country arms systems made in Israel, a source told Ynet News. Compared to countries in Eastern Europe, the deals in this country were conducted fast, mainly due to the defense minister's personal involvement. So, see, Israel is in such control of Georgia that the head of their military is an Israeli former Israeli, no such thing, and is their head defense minister. Some of the military hardware sold to Georgia includes remote piloted vehicles, automatic turrets for armored vehicles, anti-aircraft systems, communication systems, shells, and rockets. According to Israeli sources, former Israeli Brigadier General Gal Hirsch gave the Georgian Army advice on the establishment of elite units such as the Saret Matakal, and on rearmament and gave various courses in the field of combat intelligence, fighting in built-up areas so they could run a sneak attack on a civilian city. Saret Matakal is the main special forces unit in the Israeli Defense Force, molded after the British SAS, and specializes in counterterrorism, deep reconnaissance, and intelligence gathering. Oh, counterterrorism, attacking South Ossetia civilians in a bloody sneak attack. This is incredible. I mean, what is Israel doing? What is the United States doing? What is the problem here? Why does the U.S. and Israel have to be the bad guys? I'm an American. I'm tired of my name being dragged through the mud, my country's name. This is disgusting. And it's all part of a larger plan, ladies and gentlemen. It's all part of this New World Order system. John, I'm going to close my IM so you can send me those calls again, okay? Because they're not coming through with the calls. Oh, it never ends. Mass murder in South Ossetia. Israelis should be proud of themselves. Again, Kurt Nemo's article just quotes Israeli newspapers. Ari Egozai writes that Israel's foreign ministry worried about angering Russia with such military sales, but Georgian minister Temer Yakubazvali said the Israelis should be proud of themselves for the Israeli training and education received by the Georgian soldiers. Yaakov Bajali is a Jew, so their foreign minister is Israeli too. This is incredible, folks. Their defense minister and their foreign minister, and is fluent in Hebrew. This is reading from the Israeli newspaper. We are now in a fight against the great Russia, he said, and our hope is to receive assistance from the White House because Georgia cannot survive on its own. It is important that the entire world understands what is happening in Georgia now will affect the entire world order. It is not just Georgia's business, but the entire world's business. You know, what's going on here? More and more, it appears, not only, and again, it doesn't appear, it's a fact, there was over 1,000 Marines, hundreds of Army Special Forces. They admit Marines and Army Special Forces are currently there, training them, advising them, not only increasing their military size in the last 5 years by 30-fold. The U.S. has heavily been in there for the last 10 years, but really accelerated the last 5 years. The Israelis for the last seven. It appears that Israel, though, is the dominant force in launching this through their control of large sectors of the Georgian government. And basically leading the United States around by the nose. We know Israel wants control of the Middle East, and for all intents and purposes, Georgia is in the Middle East. I mean, it's right on the border of it, right above Turkey, right on the Black Sea. And then it borders some of the Kurdish areas. It borders some of the stands and Armenia. And if I sound like I'm at a loss for words, it shows incredible bravado, chutzpah, arrogance, just incredibly self-confident to have the United States and Israel arm Georgia to the teeth and have them sneak attack and mass murder towns and cities and engage in classic genocide, going house to house, throwing hand grenades in on families, and then to have Israel involved in all of this. It's out of control. It is completely and totally out of control. And they are trying to start World War III, and now the Russians have poured in. And, of course, they're not stopping. They have to destroy the Georgian military because they're going to continue to launch sneak attacks on the Russian border. I mean, what would the United States do if a country, say Canada, attacked, let's say, Buffalo, New York, right across the water from Canada, and killed at least 5,000 people now. That's the newest numbers coming out. Just a sneak attack. Went into Buffalo, went into Rochester, went house to house, killing families, shooting women and children, video of them running over children in the streets, just hunting down and killing ethnic Russians. Same thing they used the Muslims to do in the late 90s against the Serbs, and when the Serbs fought back, there were counterattacks launched against them, and the media said, how dare Serbia attack the innocent Kosovans? And then you have Israel bragging that they have 1,000 mercenaries, former Israeli military. That's all these mercenary groups are. Blackwater and the rest of them, they are just government operations, folks. But the governments then get plausible deniability. I mean, this is even more, that's why they had Delta Force, was because it was separate from the Pentagon and under executive National Security Council control. Well, now it's just, they just command Blackwater, and they can use guys from death squads in Latin America, South Africans, Americans, British, Israelis. But now it's just big Israeli merc groups, which are just surrogates for the Israeli and U.S. government, in there running a vicious terrorist sneak attack. And the average American's been taught now, oh, yo, we sneak attack people. That's what the good guys do. The good guys sneak attack and murder men, women, and children. And then the same schmucks who were hailing all of this on talk radio, saying, yeah, okay, we did hit the Russians, it's good, they think the government's not going to hurt them. This is lawless. This is completely wicked. This is truly the United States being the bad guys. I mean, it's not enough that we attacked Iraq when it had nothing to do with 9/11. Killed 1,200,000 people so far. But then shriek in horror as Russia defends itself from an attack. And I'm no fan of the corrupt Russian government. I mean, but when they're the good guys, when our government is so evil and Israel is so evil that the Russians are the good guys, it just flabbergasts me. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. You can go read the Israeli papers. Meanwhile, Dick Cheney is threatening Russia. We're going to get to that later. We have some news. Cast clips we're going to play later. I'm going to move quickly through your calls. John in Texas, you're on the air.
How's it going?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I would just like to point out that Americans need to confront the propaganda media machines, either by calling them, writing them. They need to confront their elected officials, and they need to tell them that we do not want to get involved in entangling alliances.
Well, this isn't an entangling alliance. That's bad enough. This is a sneak attack on civilians and the Russian military. This is a dastardly war crime. I mean, it's one thing when crimes get committed once a war starts, or to have two militaries lined up and they start shooting. But to have a midnight sneak attack on civilian centers and run around killing police stations full of police, I mean, this is incredible. This is a absolute... worst thing you can do in war is a premeditated sneak attack.
Well, look, I don't know what the facts are in the as far as all of the media reports.
No, it's admitted. They admit at the bottom of all the reports that the U.S.-backed Georgians ran a premeditated sneak attack.
Okay. Well, what if you're saying it's true, then Americans need to unite, come together, and with one voice tell the media and tell their elected officials that we are not going to get involved. Because do you realize if we got involved in this conflict, that the draft, in my opinion, would be obviously started, and we would get drafted off to go fight in this, you know, war with an entangling alliance.
No, what exactly. And John McCain has said that if there's a wider war in the Middle East, into Russia, he will come up with a draft.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's also asking, for diplomatic pressure on Russia right now, and that's ridiculous. Diplomatic pressure needs to be put on Georgia, if what you're saying is true, I mean, this is...
Well, let me let you go, John. You know, John, you're a smart guy, and you know they want a draft, but, I mean, why are you believing me? This is pretty stunning that you're a listener of this show and you don't know. I'm not mad at you, but we all need to go verify this. Go read, just type Georgian conflict timeline. I mean, even the BBC and the AP and others that are twisting deeper in their stories admit how this all started. Okay, U.S. and Israeli-backed Georgian troops launched a sneak attack Thursday night into Friday night against Georgia, against North Georgia, South Ossetia. Okay? And they attacked Russian military bases, peacekeeping bases, police stations. Then they took the city. They took the city. Russian forces and Ossetia police were pinned down in their police stations and military bases, which weren't heavily armed. They were just peacekeeping stations since the agreement in 1993, where they've been peacefully. These were formerly part of Russia. These were almost purely Russian enclaves, where in the 1991-92, the Georgian military again attacked and tried to commit genocide against ethnic Russians. So the Russians came in, the UN came in, they set up enclave areas so that the Georgians couldn't kill them. Well, the Georgians, backed by the U.S. and Israel, launched a sneak attack Thursday into Friday morning. Okay, I'm giving you the facts here. The Russians had to move into these towns and cities to get to save the police and military that were pinned down. The Georgians busied themselves in killing the unarmed civilians while the military was pinned down. Being cowards, they didn't want to fully engage the Russian military. They sat back miles away launching rockets at them, heavy rockets. Now the Russians have poured in and are kicking the butts of the Georgians and the U.S. and the Israelis and are pushing them back. Now they do mean to suck us into a war.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Mistake.
There's far too many of you dying.
The U.S. and Israel, as well as NATO, who are running this attack on Russia,
to bring some love,
think that they're going to win either way. Because if Russia would have backed off, as they did when they handed Kosovo over to the Muslims, as they did in 79, 6 months before Russia invaded Afghanistan, they funded the Mujahideen to attack Russian outpost again on the border with Afghanistan. That's in the history books, but the average American thinks the Russians just attacked Afghanistan out of nowhere. And it's just because they watch Rambo, folks. They just believe bull. They really think Hulk Hogan and the Iron Sheik really had a fight. They think wrestling's real. I mean, I've had to come to grips with the average American is basically like a wrestling fan. They think Hulk Hogan's real. They think all of this stuff is real. And you just can't help them, and you're never going to be able to help them, and we're going to be enslaved. Unless the minority of us that can still think somehow get involved. But I said I'd take your calls. I'm all over the map here. It's just so amazing that this is unfolding. But Russia may have backed off, but they didn't. But that's not a miscalculation. The neocons knew that either that would happen or Russia would pour in and then they could lie in the media to the dumbbells and start the Cold War back over again. And that's basically what they're doing. And then say, oh my God, look at this big crisis. And then if they want to attack Iran, Russia will be diverted by what's happening there. Josh in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's almost like you're a conspiracy theorist for saying Georgia attacked Russia. But anyway, the Georgian president was on Wolf Blitzer on yesterday.
Calling for a new world order?
Yeah, and there's no video of it, but I went to transcript.
No, we have it. CNN.com. We have it. We're going to play it later.
Okay, yeah.
But the new world order doesn't exist, though.
Yeah, well, that's what they tell you. I mean, I'm 22. I live in South Florida, so it's really crazy to talk to people my age about this stuff. It's all about the nightlife, and it's crazy. It's really depressing. He also goes on to say that they shot down like 20 planes, and that their military is doing great. And like, how does that happen? You know, it had to be United States influence. But that's the only comment I had.
Yeah, they've got powerful surface-to-air missiles. But it doesn't matter. The Russians will just roll in. They've got superior force and chew up the U.S., Israeli, and Georgian forces. So when you talk to your friends about that, do they buy the official lie that Russia just attacked out of the clear blue sky?
Well, most of the people I talk to, but I mean, I've had the same group of people I've known for like 10 years. So, I mean, I've made that my number one priority. In 2002, I woke up, and basically my goal is to wake up the people who I'm closest with and my family and stuff. And I've done a pretty good job with that, but it's just crazy to see how the masses flock towards, you know, such garbage that's out there. But that was my only comment, him calling for the world order twice and saying that there's a bigger thing involved. It's pretty scary.
Well, we've got coming up at the 8 after for about 30 minutes, Amy Allen, great musical artist who's fighting the New World Order, coming on for about 25, 30 minutes. But then I'm going to continue with your calls. We're going to take some right now and a bunch of audio clips from the conflict. And that is among them. Thank you for the call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Professor Michael Jasadovsky of Central Asian and Eastern European Studies will be joining us in the next hour. War in the Caucasus towards a broader Russian-U.S. military confrontation. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Richard in Texas, then John, Rod, Laser, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Richard.
Hello. Hello, Alex. I think World War III started on 888. I can't believe they did it. It's not going to be good for America. What I'm calling about...
But good old boys will be able to strut around by their trucks and act tough. I mean, isn't that important?
They'll act tough until the neutron cloud kills them, and they're swept into mass graves, and they're burned, and they're limed, and America's re-inhabited by people from China. Because that's what we're headed toward with this. And what they're doing is they're... Everybody knows that Georgia attacked them with American help. And it's back to this aggressive history. They're creating aggressive history of America, so when it happens to us, when the reflex happens, that everybody will agree, well, they just had it coming to them.
No, I agree. In fact, I was going to get to that later. I was just covering the facts earlier, but we're definitely being set up. It's
absolutely
a script. It is a script. It is so horrible.
Yeah, and I mean, I listened to a guy from Chatham House last night, and he was backing up the company, you know, the neocon line that, oh, well, Georgia was just trying to eradicate some terrorists, of course, and all this. And so that tells me it's the neocons aren't acting alone. They're just being the bad cop for Chatham House's Rural Institute of Economic Affairs. They're the father of the CFR. So we're talking about the highest power of the Anglo-American establishment is behind this, and that means that they're taking America down. Because they know they can't control America, so they're going to take it down. And this is
right. The British elite are all behind this. You know why? BP owns that pipeline.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right. I mean, I can't. But there is one silver lining about this is that the Chinese and the Russians remember. Well, the Chinese remember the Opium Wars. They know the British East India Tea Company did that, and they know who was in charge of that. The Russians know who put Rubenstein in power that killed millions of their own kids, and Stalin, they know who did that. And so what they're going to do if this goes down like they plan, and this is why I can't believe the Anglo-American establishment is doing this, because they're killing themselves. The Chinese and Russians are going to hunt the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the Bushes and, you know, all the weak-kneed guys that have caused the war since about the 1700s that have run this whole place. And they're going to exterminate the families to the third cousin. Every one of these, and that's the one silver lining, is there won't be any remembrance of Rothschilds or I'm telling you, because the Chinese and the Russians don't need those guys, and they know they don't need them, and that's what they're going. These guys are going to be in their bunkers, and the Chinese troops will just gas them. They'll just gas the bunkers. They'll just. I can't believe it. I can't believe the Anglo-American establishment is doing it. They think they're cutting off. America was their major power.
They are completely power mad, and they want to destroy the U.S. as much as they want to destroy Russia. They think they're going to be able to manage all of this and control all of this. They've got spies in the Russian government, the Chinese government. They think they're going to be able to manage it. They have succeeded so many times. They've got their underground bases. They've got their super weapons. They've got a lot of aces in the hole, and they know they're going to be able to hurt the American people very badly, while the good old boys go, I love America, kill the Russian. You know, just the ignorance, the mindless idiocy of it. It's so incredible.
That's the whole deal about it, is we're ripe to be absolutely destroyed because of the arrogance and the pride of such a stupid and fat and lazy people. I mean, I don't think there's ever been in the history of any civilization a people that were more stupid and more arrogant than the American people right
That's
now.
That's it, brother. You're a great caller. We'll be right back.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Attention! This is an extremely urgent news update on the global food shortage. If you've ever wanted to produce your own dirt-cheap survival foods, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all kinds of survival foods in event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. And here's the best part. This course teaches you how to store food for pennies on the dollar. Hunger is spreading across the globe. Food riots have already broken out in over 20 countries. Will troops guard food supplies in the U.S. this winter? Don't wait. Learn the food storage secrets that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get all the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or call toll-free at 877-327-0365. Don't wait for long lines and empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com.
A little bit of Amy Allen's song Revolution. She's then got the Ron Paul Revolution song as well. She's had big hits and Grammy nominated songs going back many years, and really her bio is so lengthy, it's probably better just to bring her up and let her tell you about herself. Amy, thanks for coming on with us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
I love Alex Jones.
Well, you're nice to say that. We love your music as well, Amy. We love you. Amy, tell us a little bit about yourself, your music career, your television career, and then your awakening to the larger New World Order that's now, well, for years been influencing your music and some of the censorship you ran into.
Well, I got a record deal about 7 years ago on Elektra Records, and I did an album, and the title of the album was called I'd Start a Revolution If I Could Get Up in the Morning. Long title. But on my website, there was a big banner that said Start a Revolution, and there was many political people on there, you know, a lot of politically minded people on there talking about revolution. And then 9/11 happened, and the CIA called and said, you know, due to national security, we can't have you talking about starting a revolution. So they pulled that, and then shortly thereafter...
Well, let's not just glaze over that. To be clear, and they admittedly have called TV networks and others, the CIA called Elektra Records, one of the biggest out there, same folks that bring you Metallica, and they said, do not put her music out.
Well, it was do not talk about revolution, was more specifically. It wasn't necessarily about the music. They didn't like what I was talking about. They didn't like what the message boards were talking about. They didn't like the message of the board. So yeah, that was the. It was shocking. I was really shocked by it. But it was my first sort of run in. I was kind of astounded. But yeah, I couldn't really believe it. And then the label folded. And I don't know what came first, the chicken or the egg. But my record did not get released, you know, just did not come out. So yeah.
That's amazing. Continue. So, I mean, you were already awake then out of the gates, but now you're really awake.
Well, yeah, there was that. And then I was held hostage. I couldn't, you know, sign to another label for many years. So I did, you know, I wrote some songs for other artists, and I essentially was just held hostage. I couldn't really move. I couldn't find anyone else. And I'm happy not signing with any other label. I'm happy to be independent and be able to say the message I want to say, which is why I'm excited I could do the Ron Paul song. Because if I was with any major label, they wouldn't let me do a political song. And that's really, you know, where it's at.
Well, it certainly is. When did you first hear about Ron Paul?
I heard about Ron Paul. I did, I watched Zeitgeist. And I watched From Freedom to Fascism, and I got really turned on to your show, and I just started, you know, looking more and more into everything, and I couldn't sleep for weeks, for months. I was just absolutely passionate about seeking truth, and once I started uncovering the onion, it just was getting deeper and deeper and deeper, and I just had to do something about it, you know? I had to write a song. There's just no way I could... not wake up. And my first song, you know, my first single that they did release on MTV, the I'd Start a Revolution song, that song that they did release, it was all about, like, I'd start a revolution if I could get up in the morning. So I couldn't leave that hanging. Like, I had to actually wake up and do something with my life and actually do something about the oppression and the injustice and comment on it, because I just couldn't sit by and do nothing, you know? There's just no way I can watch our country lose its sovereignty without standing up and at least writing a song about it, you know?
What's your take on the deteriorating situation in Georgia with Russia?
Well, it scares the hell out of me. But which is why Rob Paul would be a perfect president with his non-interventionist foreign policy. But I'm scared that we're going to get involved and then, you know, people are going to just do a fear vote and vote for McCain because... we're in a war.
Well, I think that may be the plan. They kept talking about in open Republican memos and, of course, in strategy papers and in editorials. And McCain's advisors said that a war would help him or a terror attack would help him, and then had to step down for speaking the truth openly, what they were talking about. But the New World Order loves to throw curveballs. And then having... U.S. and Israeli-backed Georgians, also backed by Ukraine, sneak attack Russians and Russian citizens and kill them en masse, thousands and thousands. You know, that's a big story in and of itself. And now Russia entering the country and widening the conflict because they have to stamp out the Georgian military that's still firing at them. But the bigger issue is the fact that our media has put out the hoax that Russia attacked Georgia. It's just unbelievable.
Yes, that's the hoax that is truly unbelievable. That's what's going on. And the internet censorship thing that you're talking about, that you're, the videos and the thing that you're doing about getting people to step up and expose the censorship, I just think is brilliant. I think it's absolutely great. I wish I could be involved because there's just so much yesterday you were talking about how, you know, the average American thinks that George is throwing peaches, you know? I mean, people are just not awake. They're just not aware. And people need to wake up.
Well, it's amazing. Tell us about some of the latest music you've come out with. You just released a new album, haven't you?
I've written several songs for several artists like Unwritten Law, Julie Tequila, Kevin Michael, Matt Dusk. There's songs I've written for other artists, and I'm recording my album right now as we speak. And it's like nothing I've ever done before. It's very organic. It's very raw. It's beautiful. I used to not be sober, you know, like years ago, and in my life now I'm sober because I want to stay alert and I want to stay tuned into to just the truth. And so I'm sober, I'm focused, and I want to wake others up and to shine my light and bring beauty and love and hope, and that's really what my new record is about.
Tell us about the big rally for the Republic coming up that you're going to be one of the key people at.
I'm so excited. I'm just so excited about that. It's going to be at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota, September 2nd. And we are going to rally for the Republic, quite literally. I'm going to sing like a 40-minute set. And there's going to be some surprises that I actually can't even talk about, but really, really, really fun stuff. And I'm really excited and honored to be there and to be a part of it, part of the revolution, because that's really what it is.
Well, we know who is going to be there. Jesse Ventura is going to be there. You're going to be there. Of course, also Barry Goldwater Jr. is going to be there. Very exciting. I'm joking. I've had him on. He's a nice guy, but give me a break. No, but Ron Paul's going to be there. But the most exciting thing about it is that everybody's going to be there. People who love liberty, who love freedom, a great place to network, something historical to be part of, and we can steal a lot of the thunder away from the Republican National Convention that is a meeting just down the road. So this is going to be huge.
Are you? I got a very interesting message yesterday on my MySpace, and I'm actually going to have my security team look into it. But I got a threat yesterday on my MySpace. A death threat.
Well, everybody, I mean, anybody who stands up for freedom or the American way gets death threats now. And most of the time, it's some 14-year-old kid eating Hot Pockets and drinking Kool-Aid. But sometimes they do it with their tags on our message board or in emails. They'll death threat me with their email and who they are, and you go back to their website or their MySpace or their Facebook, and they're on there death threatening there in their uniform. They think being patriotic is about not having freedoms or liberties, not having a First Amendment, living in a military dictatorship, and being used two or three, four tours, and they're totally committed to this evil. See, they signed on to torture, they signed on to preemptive war, to sneak attacks. And so now, morally, they have to sign on to every evil or admit that they're doing wrong. See, now evil has become good to them. Now, they're only about 30% of the troops, and we have all the polls and the numbers. But 30% of the troops are what you would call, the only way to describe them is hell's misfits. I mean, these are psychopathic demons who have a ideological overlay to their mental schizoid, dysfunctional way of life. And, I mean, I don't have another way to describe it, but, you know, those that have any soul have been committing suicide, and that's why there's, suicide rate's 18 times what it's ever been in our military. I mean, America's basically over as we know it.
Right.
The only question is, the country's on the gurney. Can we have an electroshock with the defibrillators to the heart to get it back going? The neocons are fighting with us, the patriots, to try to pull our hands away with the defibrillators. And it's all up to us who's going to win. Amy Allen, stay there.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 11th, 2008, gold opened at $855.30. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $880.57, $433.85 for half ounce, and $216.93 for quarter ounce. That's $880.57, $433.85, $216.93.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There we go. Here's the story. You wash your car, how long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea. And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
This song has had tens of millions of views on the internet. Millions on Google, millions on YouTube. And the whole point is that Ron Paul isn't going to be president. We told you, folks, that didn't matter. We asked him to run. We have woken up tens of millions more Americans and people worldwide about the private Federal Reserve, about the inflation tax, about what American values are really all about, not preemptively attacking innocent countries. That's why what happened with Ron Paul is so important and is still very important today. I should add, Jimmy Vaughn, at least last time I checked, is also the blues legend going to be playing at the event. And they told me some of the other people that are pretty much signed up, but they're having to just finish a few of the details. And believe me, if you heard who, you'd want to go. But the tickets are selling out fast, by the way, at rallyfortherepublic.com. Going back to Amy Allen, who, again, is an award-winning musician in her own right, who put together the Ron Paul song that you just heard there. Amy, I mean, can you comment on or flesh out the point I was making or add to it or disagree with it, that the Ron Paul revolution is all of our revolution, and it's really succeeded because more people now than ever know about liberty?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I you know, back to your internet censorship, you know, the not only is the Ron Paul video been completely, you know, hacked on the YouTube, but on so many different websites, whether it be Dig, if someone puts it up, Dig pulls it down. You know, there's so many different websites that are censoring it. It's just unbelievable to have witnessed it time after time after time.
Oh,
again.
We have
like
MySpace. We have MySpace officially told us that they let us have a MySpace account, but they don't let our bulletins go out. But about 80% of the time, they don't go out. Sometimes they do go out, or people copy our bulletins and send them out themselves. But then people make videos on YouTube saying we're lying about this. Comcast admits in Canada, along with the other big company, that they're going to restrict the web down to just a few thousand sites and don't give you a choice. And people don't call that censorship. And they're talking about getting rid of the old free open internet.
Yeah,
I mean, with net neutrality. And then they call us conspiracy theorists. I mean, there's so much denial, Amy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? Ron Paul, you know, when everyone did that march in D.C., you know, there's 20,000 people that marched. And I just think I'm really hoping it sent a message to the oppressors that, you know, we're here and that we're not going away and our numbers are just going to keep growing and we're not going to sit back and watch our country lose our sovereignty, lose our freedoms, lose our liberties without people standing up for it. And I think that Ron Paul is really given our nation hope, you know, and that's really, thank God. God bless Ron Paul. Seriously.
Well, Amy, what I want to do is I want to get you up for a full hour to take phone calls. In the week before the event, and I do want to try to if you've got the time, be a field reporter for us just once or twice during the event on the first and second. I can't think of a better person than you if you've got the time to call in via cell phone or one of the phones there backstage to kind of give us a report, because I'm not going to be there on the ground from, you know, behind the stage and in front of the stage and in all the booths and the entire convention area there at the Target Center. I would just love to have you give us a few reports while you're there.
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure. I would love to.
Amy, fire out your websites. Tell folks how they can find out more about your music.
Okay, so I never really finished about the Electra thing. I in order to get my music out that I'd spent 2 years recording, I had to re-record it. So I re-recorded it as a duet, and the duet is called Scott and Amy. And I lifted the re-recording restriction, and I got a chance to re-record all that. So that they can go to scottandamy.com to get that album and listen to that. And they can go to amyallen.com and see all the rest of the music that I've done, and the Hairspray and the Revolution and all of it. So amyallen.com and scottandamy.com, they can go to and check out my music.
Well, you've already had great success, and you're going to have even greater success in the future. And you are a total revolutionary, because art, you know, really is one of the greatest powers we have out there, one of the greatest tools we have to awaken people. And there's a lot of pressure, we know, on artists to conform to the establishment. But you're breaking.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And managers and labels won't touch artists that are political. And, you know, some people were saying to me, hey, Amy, you know, is this like some, you know, move for your career? And it's like, are you out of your mind? This is like for my career, I mean, I live in Hollywood. You know, they're pretty liberal. And
Amy, stay there. I want to come back and hear you talk more about that. Then we'll get into Russia, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Musician. Got links to her website up on Infowars.com. I'm going to get into what's really happening with the Russia / Georgia situation and your phone calls. In fact, I'm going to go to the callers holding first before I play these audio clips. As soon as Amy leaves us, she's agreed to pop in a couple times while the big rally for the Republic's going on up in Minneapolis, Minnesota for us here on the show. I am going to cover the DNC and all the police state fireworks there. And so I will not be in Minnesota. Besides, I don't want to become a distraction. I want everybody to have their day in the sun there with liberty. And so I will stay right here in the Central Texas Command Center. Going back to Amy Allen. Amy, you were finishing up talking about how you get punished for getting outside the left or right paradigm. In fact, you get punished some if you're seen as a conservative in a liberal-controlled media, which really isn't liberal at all. That's a facade. But you really get punished if you're outside of that box altogether, though that is starting to change. And more people I know in entertainment, in music, in Hollywood are really rebelling against it themselves. And the system is getting shutters. The whole Hollywood system itself is in crisis. And the old mainline media is in crisis, being caught in so many lies and distortions and spin and their readership and viewership plunging. So there is a revolution, not just in the content of the media, but in its delivery and in its true diversity. And that's why they're moving to try to shut down and curtail the web.
Well, I think that, what's really interesting and what nobody talks about, and I've just continually speak out about it, but in Hollywood, in West Hollywood specifically, in the gay community, there is a big movement for Ron Paul. And you just don't see it in any of the media. They just say, you know, the gay community is for Barack Obama, for Hillary Clinton. But that's just not, this is not the case, not true. There's a huge gay community in Hollywood that is wants their freedom, wants their liberties, wants the government to stay out of their business, and it's not being represented. And the Ron Paul music video, everyone from the lights to the camera to the wardrobe to everything, you know, the entire production was all volunteered by the gay community. And they really fought hard, and they really, they're the ones that pushed me into doing it. I mean, they're the ones that got me involved and started telling me, like, all this stuff about Ron Paul and about, you know, just got me really aware of what was happening.
And then we saw the distortion in the media that he hates those people, which, again...
Oh, absolutely. It was just so frustrating. Even to them, they're like, that's not true. It's absolutely not true.
Well, that's just how the media operates. They want to divide everybody so they can more easily control us.
Absolutely.
But I mean, your point about making sacrifices to do what you're doing, you're absolutely right. But also, at the same time, some people in the liberty movement, they want to behave like if we do become successful or if we are able to fund ourselves, that somehow is wrong, that we should be living under a bridge somewhere and broadcasting over tin cans with a piece of string. No, we need to become the establishment. We need to take over the government. We need to act like we're winners and behave like we're winners because then we can win. I mean, I've had so much success just because I know the enemy's not invincible. I know we can defeat legislation at the state and federal level. I know if we get the people rallied, we can do it. And so we've had massive success, and some people in our own movement say, oh, Alex Jones, he's a sellout. He's been able to actually get stuff done. No, we are not powerless.
Yeah.
And that's what's so exciting about you, Amy.
Well, yeah, and the fact that, you know, I try and tell artists all the time, you know, they can be independent, they can start their own record companies, because the more artists start their own record companies and start their own and be independent of the major labels, then we can actually get, you know, we can have a movement of people with free thought and a free voice to say what they want, because you just don't have any freedom when you're a slave.
Exactly. The military says over and over again that the biggest battlefield is the mind, and it is. The real revolution is in music, is in news and information, is in art, in films, and that's the revolution that they're most scared of, not this one-dimensional, let's have a physical shootout with the police. No, let's take over the country with our ideas. And we already have turned that corner where Congress has a 9% approval rating, the mainstream media has about a 15% approval rating, and the alternative media has got like a 65% approval rating. We are kicking their butts. And so we need to press our advantage now before it's too late. Well, Amy,
I mean, you know that the Republicans, you know how they had their sort of their little riot in the House the other day?
Yes.
And it wasn't on any of the news stations. I mean, they're standing on chairs, the Republicans are having their own little revolution in the House, and it wasn't anywhere. Nowhere was it being discussed? Was it being talked about? The cameras were shut off.
In fact, we were so busy last week with others, we hardly mentioned that. Tell folks about it.
Well, Nancy Pelosi, you know, basically recessed the House and said, we're leaving for a month, and the Republicans, and they turned off the lights, they turned off the mics, and the Republicans turned back on the lights, and they turned back on the mics, they turned the cameras off, the Democrats turned the cameras off, You know, so there was a whole thing, and for days, you know, tourists were walking by and watching the Republicans just have their own, they called it the second Boston Tea Party. I mean, they were just standing up for energy prices, you know, for the energy crisis, and they were saying, you know, Nancy Pelosi wanted everyone to go on vacation before voting on the energy crisis situation. And so what I'm saying is that there was a kind of like a mini riot by the Republicans.
And that should have been covered, and they should have been given the political support they needed, but they weren't. But now it's not a total secret, because at least we have a growing alternative media, and that's the difference. We're still the underdog, but we can double-check them. We can expose what they're doing and really short-circuit them and sabotage them. Amy Allen, I really look forward to talking to you more in the near future. Thank you for your tireless work for liberty.
Thank you so much. You too.
You bet. Take care. We're going to get her to report live for us on the Rally for the Republic coming up in about 3 weeks. Okay, I know I have a bunch of calls here. John, Rod, Laser, Chris, and others. I'm going to get to all of you, then play a bunch of audio clips. And we have Professor Chasudowski, expert on Eastern studies, on Central Asian, Eastern European studies. That's where he's from, so he's an expert on it. He'll be joining us to break that down just for about 20 minutes in the next hour. Then more open phones. But I do want to play the Georgian puppet dictator. And by the way, it is a dictatorship there in Georgia. They grab you, torture you, no free press there. Just more lies that it's a free country. Just total bull. And no, Russia's not really free either. But it's a popular tyranny, I would add. But they do kill reporters when they get out of line in Russia, too. It's all the same, very corrupt. But it wasn't Russia that launched a sneak attack on U.S. forces. It was the other way around, ladies and gentlemen. And so I wanted to play Mikhail Shalakashvili, the Georgian dictator, shooting his mouth off about a new world order, about a world order, saying this will decide the world order. This will decide the world order. They're just begging to his masters. And of course, 2 weeks ago, Barack Obama called for a new world order, and we've got Gordon Brown calling for it, British Prime Minister, and all these presidents, and the yuppies will just laugh and say, put a tinfoil hat on, baby, doesn't exist. Here it is.
The conflict underway in Georgia over its pro-Russian breakaway region of South Ossetia is ringing alarm bells the world over. Analysts say it risks major consequences for a region that's become a test of the post-Cold War balance of power. Georgia is the West's main ally in the Caucasus. When he led a revolution in 2003, Mikhail Saakashvili, American-educated, English-speaking, was welcomed by Western powers as a fresh, reform-minded leader, one who's made NATO membership his priority as president. Saakashvili's surprise move to retake South Ossetia from Russian-backed separatists is a gamble seen as relying on continuing Western support, but that could backfire. Support could melt away if the attempt to reintegrate separatist South Ossetia comes to be seen as reckless provocation of Russia, determined as it is to prevent NATO's expansion on its western and southern flanks.
This nation is right now fighting for its survival. But we are also fighting for world peace, and we are also fighting for future world order. What is at stake here is world order, and what is at stake here are basic principles of international law.
The violence is endangering regional peace. Civilian lives have been lost, and others are endangered. This situation can be resolved peacefully. We've been in contact with leaders in both Georgia and Russia.
All right, turn that idiot off.
All levels of government.
Turn that drug addict off. Good God, I can't listen to him anymore. Folks, notice how they always vaguely, civilians have died, and I've got these reports at the BBC headline, thousands of civilians dead in Georgia after Russian attack. And then you read the article, and it says, in Ossetia, killed by the Georgians, but it doesn't matter. That's why the first day they were reporting on the news that Russia had attacked Georgia, everybody got it set in their mind that that is what had actually happened. And then now it's set in the back of your mind, oh, they're the bad guys. It's so incredible. A deliberate sneak attack on the eve of the Olympics, targeting civilians in Russian military bases and police stations. And Bush is running around, McCain's running around, Obama's running around, all saying it's a horrible provocation by Russia. This is the equivalent of if I walk up to you with a hammer and I claw you in the face with it a couple times and then you fight back, and there being news cameras on it, the news reports that the person fighting back against the hammer is the person engaging in the assault, as they treat the public like complete and total low-grade morons. All right, let's go ahead and take calls here. Let's talk to Rod in Oregon. Rod, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, man. God help us all, like you say, man. I've come to the conclusion, the American people, all of us, are been so apathetic and ignorant and dumbed down. You know, the other day on TV, I don't watch TV very seldom, but it came on real quick. That program, Deceive the Nation, I think it is, with Bob Schaefer. You know who they had on his program? Was Karl Rove was on his program doing an interview with this guy when all this stuff is going on in Russia. And obviously we know the main headline has been this ordeal with Edwards and his big affair and stuff. It is absolutely, like you say, unbelievable and incredible the stuff that is going on, and American people still run around just going, you know, like, oh yeah, okay, and business as usual. We're headed for some serious stuff. And
oh, hey,
just
listen to this. Fox News called me last week and said, we want you back on Geraldo. Now, remember, about a year and a half ago, I refused to fly to Fox News because I've been in the car repeatedly going to a studio to be interviewed by Fox News. It's probably 10 times now. Last night had to be the 10th or 11th time. I'm at the studio in the chair. Geraldo Rivera has already announced he's going to me, and then they just decide to not go to me and cover some woman who's missing in some tropical island, some new one. And, you know, I didn't particularly care. In fact, I didn't even want to particularly go on there, even though all this evidence has now come out where she did tell her lawyer they're going to kill me if they say it's suicide. It isn't. I want all the documents out. But then her mother's lawyer is saying they don't want the documents released and the photos, you know, with her client list and the rest of it. But I was going to go on there and talk about that. I mean, that at least is more important than John Edwards isn't murdering women. John Edwards isn't, and I'm not a Democrat. Folks are listening for the first time going, oh, he likes the Democrats. He's defending John Edwards. No. I mean, you have Brandi Britton, one of her girls, the D.C. madam, who gets busted at her $500,000 house. She shoots her mouth off and says, I've seen some of the most powerful men in America. How dare the local police charge me? I'm going to talk to the press, and I'm going to trial. Then she hangs herself. She was facing a maximum of 6 months in jail. Okay, she says, I'm going to fight this in court. Boom, that night hangs herself. Okay, then they suddenly go after her boss, who's on the West Coast. Brandi Britton, of course, was in Maryland. They go after her, grab her. She never released her client list, just put out some phone numbers. She tells Wayne Madsen and others at dinner that, yeah, some of my girls were seeing Dick Cheney. And then suddenly she's dead. And it's just unbelievable. But no, they had to do two segments with that Corbin guy. It was obviously a dead pit bull had washed up on the side of the New Jersey seashore, and they were saying it was a sea monster or something. I mean, this country is just, and look, I don't even care. It's almost a diversion with this war going on and two naval flotillas headed into the Gulf. Two more aircraft carriers saber-rattling to attack Iran. It's almost a diversion to even talk about them killing the D.C. madam, though it just shows incredible corruption. But to then focus on John Edwards and what hotel room he was in with a baby, I mean, it's. But hey, you know what? It's what they want. It's what they get.
Hey, I got one more thing to add real quick. You had Red Beckman on your show last week, and I ended up getting his book, Walls of Our Minds. I'm telling you, everybody needs to read his book, man. You talk about getting a grip of power. There was things in there that I didn't even realize before that even woke me up, and I'm so disconnected from the system already, it's unbelievable. But one quick thing, a little boy asked his dad what the difference between ignorance and apathy was, and his dad said, I don't know and I don't care.
I hear you. And we're going to get hurt real bad. But it's not just apathy. a lot of these people will giggle and snicker and get like this little demonic pig face. They'll just look at you with pleasure and go, oh, yeah? Well, so what? And they'll go, good, I want that oil. And it's like this, it's like demonic. And you're, and they get this weird look in their eyes and like pull back from you and look at you real strangely. It's like, you're the one that's bad even telling me about problems. Well, you know what? I like the problems. Yeah.
We're living in the Twilight Zone.
No, we are. Listen, I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Canada. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, can you hear
me? Yes, I can.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted a couple of quick points. I've had a hard time finding out some information. The first one is, do you think that there would be any way of pressing Seymour Hersh to find out about the other 11 provocations Cheney was interested in starting a war?
I've already asked him about that, and he says he's not going to come on until the early fall. He's agreed to come on the show, and I will ask him about that at the time.
Okay, and my second one would be, how long until that U.S. Armada estimate would be till they may be arriving in the Gulf?
I got to pull that up, but I think it's a few weeks.
Okay.
Anything else?
Not really. No, that was it. Mainly just the Cy Hersh, and that's kind of odd.
Yeah. Cy Hersh doesn't exist. The Armadas don't exist. The government loves you. Everything's fine. Government's never doing anything bad. If you think government needs to be watched or controlled, you wear tinfoil hats. The Republicans are good. Gay porn stars in the White House is conservative.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Very simply put, the United States, Israel, the Ukraine, and NATO launched a sneak attack last Thursday night using the Olympics as a cover. They've killed more than 5,000 innocent civilians, slaughtered entire police stations full of police, blew the daylights out of the military bases. The Russians are fighting back. They pushed them out of that region of Georgia and are now moving towards their main military bases to remove the threat. To remove the threat. You know, what did we do in the United States when Mexico attacked Oklahoma and snuck attack a military base there? We went all the way to Mexico City and removed the government and then left. And this is what you do. This is what you do when somebody bordering you sneak attacks you and blows an entire city into rubble. Our country is in the wrong. And Israel, it turns out, took me a few days to learn all this. I mean, I knew the U.S. and NATO were using it as a front. A bunch of Israeli newspapers are bragging that their defense head, their defense minister in Georgia, is an Israeli, former Mossad. Their foreign minister is an Israeli military chief, former Mossad. And I'm reading here out of Israeli newspapers. Basically, Georgia is some type of weird satellite of Israel more than it is in even NATO or the U.S. This, because they were there, it turns out, 10 years ago and then brought the U.S. in the last 7 years. Just crazy behavior by Israel. Oh, God. But I guess Israel was a big part of, the folks that set up Israel were a big part of setting up Russia in 1917 till Stalin took it away from them. Oh, man, this is so bad, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I guess Israel's trying to retake Russia or something for the Zionists. I mean, I have to say that. That is what this appears to be. I just call it like it is here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure they'll send a hit team after me now, but whatever. I mean, is there no end to the chutzpah of Israel attacking Russia? I mean, is there no end to this? What is your problem? And America's name is hung on this, but don't think for a minute Britain isn't involved. They're supporting it. They own the pipeline. And as usual, who created Israel? Britain. Who supports Israel? Britain. Who sits back there using the U.S., using Israel, using NATO? England. And no, I'm not blaming the British people. If I get an email about that, I'm going to blow up. I get those all the time. If I talk about LBJ staging an attack in the Gulf of Tonkin on our ships, I'm not bashing Americans or Texans. It's just that Israel, the United States, England, NATO are evil. The governments are evil. And yes, I'm sure that Ahmadinejad's not a nice guy, and I'm sure Putin's a bad guy too, but they don't have anything. Last time I checked, Putin's trying to sell oil and gas to people and building factories, and he's got national TV ads saying that Russians need to breed and have more children, and the government doesn't say vaccinate children. And they've been speaking out against the New World Order and saying they want to have their own New World Order. Now, I'm not saying Russia's good, but I'm telling you this, folks, they are not the big boy New World Order. Power corrupts absolute, power corrupts absolutely. There is no doubt about that in history. So any government tends to be corrupt and bad. But this that's happening now with Iraq and Afghanistan and the attack on Serbia, all of this is about encircling Russia, and Russia is sick of it. I mean, you don't think Russia reads the PNAC documents where Dick Cheney says they want to attack Russia? Russia knows that the U.S. gave nukes to Pakistan to menace India and Russia. I mean, the criminals running our government are handing out nukes and sneak attacking Russians. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
Otto, is he going to come and 9/11?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Professor Michelle Chosudowski, who's one of the head people over at globalresearch.ca, one of the best sources of accurate news and information on the web, is about to be joining us. Then, in the next hour, we got him, Lindsey Williams. He said on this show about 2.5 weeks ago that the U.S. was going to start a war with Russia, and he mentioned Georgia. He has oil company executive contacts from when he worked for Atlantic Richfield. He has never lied to us in the past. He's a very good source, and now it's begun. Professor Chosudowski also has been writing for years about the encirclement of Russia. And so we got about 3 minutes before break now, and we'll come back in the next segment. He's got the total floor to break down the history, the encirclement, and how he believes this is building towards confrontation with Iran, with two more aircraft carrier groups going into the Gulf. But before, you know, your bio is so lengthy, Professor. You've worked at so many high levels of international organizations. You're an expert on Russia, on the Caucasus. This is your particular specialty. So tell us a little bit about yourself and then get into what's really happening.
Well, I'm a professor of economics and director of the Center for Research on Globalization, which is based in Montreal. And I'm the author. My most recent book is entitled America's War on Terrorism. We are really at the crossroads, I think, of a very serious crisis, because the war in the Caucasus, in effect, it's not intended in any meaningful way for Georgia to reestablish political control over South Ossetia. Otherwise, the attacks would have been conducted in a very different way. These attacks essentially constitute a provocation. They were aerial bombardments and ground attacks initiated on the 9th of August 7th, largely directed against civilian targets, including residential areas, hospitals, and the university. Can you imagine? Immediately, Russian forces intervened, and Russia knew that these attacks were going to take place. Russia also knows, and it's very clear from the press reports, that these attacks were coordinated by NATO and the United States. Why do I say that? Because in Tbilisi, you have a whole contingent of U.S., NATO, and Israeli military advisors. One of the press reports even confirmed that Israeli advisors accompanied the infantry divisions which crossed into South Ossetia. And other reports confirmed that there are up to more than 100 U.S. military advisors on hand. And just prior to these events, Georgia and the United States conducted military war games, in other words, war games. In fact, they took place in the 2 or 3 weeks prior to the August 7 attacks. And, of course, the usual disclaimer, these war games have nothing to do with the situation in South Ossetia. But immediately when these war games were completed, what happened was that they started shelling the provincial capital of South Ossetia, and this resulted in More than 1,500 civilian casualties.
Okay, we've got a break, Professor. Short break. We'll have 15 minutes with you on the other side. So a classic provocation at the university water treatment plant, other facilities that already turned the water off a month before the South Ossetia to break them down. Then a sneak attack on civilians to create a provocation to suck the Russians in. Why is that happening? And then, of course, you have 1,000 Marines with the Israelis in a drill as a smokescreen to build the troops up around South Ossetia as a smokescreen for the sneak attack.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
History of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The brotherly love, the sisterly love, I feel this morning, I feel this morning. Brotherly love, the sisterly love, I feel this morning, this morning. All they want us to do is keep on killing one another, top ranking.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones.
If you mean what you said,
we're talking to one of the chief global research writers, Professor Michelle Chasadosky. Let me tell you who we have on this show. People who have accurately over and over again predicted and charted what is going to happen in the months and years to come. This is a guy who's always been accurate about government-sponsored terrorism, about the economy, about what's happening in the Middle East, Central Asia, Russia. Now, for those that just joined us, he went over the sneak attack, which, as I said in the first hour, we concur, was meant to draw Russians in. The Georgians knew that they would be repulsed. Some are saying it might have been a test of Russian resolve, but I think they knew what response they were going to get. And now it's meant to draw Russia in, just like in 79, 6 months before the Soviets invaded, Operation Cyclone, they attacked the Russians to get the Russians to come into Afghanistan. That's not taught on, you know, television and mainstream media, but it's in the mainline textbooks. Just like they attacked the Serbs using Albanian al-Qaeda, the Serbs fight back. The media says, oh, look at the Serbs viciously attacking. Professor, I want you to cover what's really happening now from the point of why they've launched the attack. But first off, the first two or three days, I had people arguing with me in radio newsrooms, at TV station I happen to be at, on the street saying Russia attacked Georgia. That's how bad the Western media is spinning this. Now the public is finally finding out that, no, it actually was Georgia that attacked Russia. But it's amazing to me that the public is so out of touch that the mainstream media could try to get away with that.
Well, the mainstream media often contradicts its own assessments and figures, because I looked carefully at the reports that came from the BBC, and the BBC said at least 1,400 deaths in South Ossetia, and they reported essentially the air and artillery bombardments, leaving the capital without water, etc., etc. And then they turn around and say casualties incurred in Georgia, something of the order of 63, blah, 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 going up to 130, 37 civilians and around 130 dead in Georgia. Now, if Russia had attacked, the figures would be reversed. It's obvious from the civilian casualties that this was an attack by the Georgians, which was coordinated, as I mentioned earlier, by the United States and NATO. There's absolutely no doubt to that effect, that this was not something which the Georgians implemented on their own volition.
And now we have the Russian president, Russian generals, and others openly coming out and saying they know the U.S. Is behind all of this. This is a huge geopolitical escalation led by a vanguard of Ukrainian and Israelis involved in the shooting. Please continue with why they've launched this provocation now.
Well, I think it's the most serious showdown in Russian U.S. relations since the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. What they want is first, they want to confront Russia more generally in the region, not only in the Caucasus, but in the Central Asian Middle East region, where, of course, Russia also has oil interests. It's an ally of Iran and so on. And there's another factor, I think, which is very important. As you mentioned earlier, there are now five strike carrier groups in the Persian Gulf. Persian Gulf, Arabian Sea, Red Sea. Following the completion of these war games, which took place off the eastern Atlantic coastline, out of Norfolk, Virginia, these were war games which were entitled Operation Brimstone. They involved the participation of Britain, France, Italy and Brazil, and upon completion of the war games, the entire joint task force sailed for the Persian Gulf. And they said very explicitly, Operation Brimstone, the objective is aimed at training for operation in shallow coastal waters such as the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz, and it is intended to display U.S. and allied combat capabilities as a warning to Iran. It's very explicit, because usually when they have these war games, they say, we're going to attack Soria or whatever. You know, they invent the name of a country. Soria was used in earlier war games. In fact, it was China. But in this particular case, they say very explicitly, these war games are intended to prepare for a naval blockade of Iran, which is tantamount to a declaration of war, and this entire
blockade, Professor,
heading for the Persian Gulf.
Well, Professor, as you know, a blockade is the most ancient form of warfare, or
absolutely,
total warfare. It is naval siege.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But I think what's happening now is that you have the events in Georgia, which evidently are distracting Russia from the broader military agenda of the United States and coalition forces, because Russia is also firmly opposed to these war threats directed against Iran, which are illegal. I mean, there's absolutely no reason to attack Iran. Even the CIA's National Intelligence Estimate last December stated very clearly that Iran does not constitute a threat to global security. So that, in effect, why are they attacking Iran? Because Iran has 10% of global oil and gas reserves. And that is five times those of the United States of America. That is why they want to attack Iran. And Russia is a countervailing power in the region, and so is China. Both countries have military cooperation agreements with Iran. They are members of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which is a military alliance. Iran is an observer member of the SCO. So what we're dealing with potentially, if the United States goes to war against Iran, together with a number of coalition countries, including France, Germany, Italy, and it seems Brazil is also prepared to go along with it, because they sent a warship for the war games in Virginia. So,
well, sir, we've seen this over and over again in history. This is how wider regional conflicts and, of course, the first two world wars began, are all these alliances. And as you said, the sneak attack on these Russian enclaves, the numbers are well above 2,000 coming out now, all these buildings collapsing on people, vicious sneak attack, the demonization of Russia. This is almost like it's a prelude towards wider demonization and clashes with Russia. Meanwhile, going back 6 months ago, the Russian foreign ministry continues to threaten even nuclear weapon usage against encircling forces, moving military hardware, missile systems, radar, encircling the old Soviet Union. So it does appear that the PNAC plan of finally engaging Russia in a world war will happen. I mean, do you think the neocons are strongly considering having a nuclear war?
Well, I think that the people in the Bush administration who are sufficiently diabolical and crazy and insane that they would, and also, I mean, you've got General Petraeus as well, that they can, and you've got the U.S. Congress, which are going along with this, that we could have a war on Iran. A war on Iran, as I've mentioned previously in many writings in the last 3, 4, 5 years that we've been covering Iran, is that even the limited bombardment of Iran's nuclear facilities will escalate, because Iran has capabilities of retaliation. It would attack U.S. military facilities in Iraq, in the Persian, in the Gulf states.
It's going to block the Strait of Hormuz.
And Israel, of course, is also part of this coalition, which really, and you can well imagine what that implies. The whole region would blow up. And
do you think they're getting ready to hit?
I've never made any kind of predictions. I've pointed to the fact that these war plans are real, okay, And war plans are real, and we have to take them seriously. But we're not privy to when and if those decisions will be taken, will take place. There are lots of countervailing forces within the United States military. Fortunately, there are people in there who are sane and who understand that this is a suicide policy by the neocons. But on the other hand, we must understand that in the U.S. military, you obey orders. And if some wacko in the White House, let's say Cheney or Bush, press the button, well, then the whole command structure actually goes into full play.
He is Professor Michelle Chosadowski, globalresearch.ca. We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
life, and Dick Cheney's going to live it up. Yeah, he's taking fight. He says he'll never give it up. Yeah, like Napoleon and Hitler. Yeah, we'll send in Israelis and Ukrainians and Marines to blow the hell out of Russians. And we'll tell our idiot public they attacked us and they'll believe it. Well, if you think we're going to sit around and let them destroy our country, you got another thing coming. Final segment with Professor Michelle Jasadowski. I'm going to get him back up in the near future for a full hour. Very busy with all of his work. Got about 4 minutes left, sir. Break down how you think things, at least historically, will probably unfold with Russia's past activities. Will they take more of Georgia as a security zone? That's what I would do. It's theirs in the past anyways, historically. It's not like Poland or something that was never theirs. And then where do you see things extrapolating out with the election either way, bearing on if they'll attack or not?
Well, things are happening at this very moment. As we documented at globalresearch.ca, I think we must understand that Georgia is a NATO-U.S. outpost. In 1999, Georgia signed became part of a military alliance with NATO. It also had extensive bilateral military cooperation with the United States as well as with Israel. There's been a build-up. I think that Georgia's role has been very clear from the outset. It's to confront the Russians, not necessarily to confront them in any meaningful way militarily, but it's an act of provocation, and essentially it serves to create instability in that entire region. Georgia has borders with Azerbaijan. It's very important from the point of view of the oil industry in the region, because Georgia is the transit country for the what is called the BTC pipeline. A bacon sandwich, but it stands for the Baku-Tbilisi-Ceyhan pipeline, which brings Caspian Sea oil to the Mediterranean. So that all this is very important. And what the United States wants to do is to break Russia's role in that region, destabilize, and ultimately also, as I said, distract Russia from supporting Iran in an upcoming either in terms of an embargo on trade in the Persian Gulf or a military attack, which has been in the pipeline for several years now.
Professor, let me throw in one more question here. I noticed starting on Friday throughout the weekend there was also a concerted effort by British financial assets, New York financial assets, and European Union assets to put pressure and drive down Russian markets as well. So we see an economic attack as well.
Well, that's true. I mean, Russian financial institutions, first of all, are very fragile because they are integrated by Western financial institutions. But on the other hand, Russia as well as China hold large amounts of U.S.-denominated debt.
That was my next point. Could they start dumping it?
Oh, they certainly could, and we just posted a very interesting article by Mike Whitney, which says watch it, because Vladimir Putin could start dumping the Fannie Mae the Freddie and Fannie Mae.
Professor, is this not? I mean, in historical perspectives, and I'm somewhat of a history buff because it's so interesting, but. From your perspective, your educated perspective, is this, in the scale of military affairs, not an extremely reckless move and escalation we're seeing?
I think it is reckless on the part of the neocons, because they are overstretched, and any military analyst will confirm that. It's not comparable to any other period in recent history. The United States is overstretched in Iraq. It's overstretched in Afghanistan, and it's facing a major financial meltdown. And in other words, you're entering into a World War III scenario with extreme weaknesses. And I fear, again, that under those circumstances, they may, in fact, resort to nuclear weapons.
Okay,
which they
Professor.
Said time and again that they could use them against
Iran. Yes, the neocons may use nukes. I want to say bye to you. Here we go.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Sole Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Sole Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Sole Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Sole Smile. Order some today at SoleSmile.com. That's SoleSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The neocons did a bad, bad thing. But they know they have a zombie public that'll believe anything. So why not?
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break in?
Oh, you love your neocon masters.
You ever try with all your heart and soul to get your lover back to you? You ever pray with all your heart and soul just to watch her walk away?
They did a bad, bad thing.
Walter, Tom, Joe, Travis, Maria in Deutschland. We're gonna go to her first. We're going to your calls here in just a few minutes. Lindsey Williams, who predicted all this, what, 2-3 weeks ago on this show, I could pull the clip up. You all remember it. People are freaking out over it, saying that the U.S. would start some new war with Russia, with their provocations in the next few months, that oil prices would start plunging. But after they're done plunging them, then they're going to jack them right back up again. Now, he could be right, or this could be cyclical, because they always jack them up to an all-time high in July, then lower them down in August into the fall, and then start raising them back up in the spring into summertime. So it'll go from $1.50 to $2 during the summer, and then back down to $1.50. And then it'll go to $2.50, and then back down to $2. Then it'll go to $3 during the summer, and then back down to $2.50. Then it'll go to $3.50, and then back down to $2.50. Then it'll go to $4.50, and then back down to $3.85. I don't know. But I know this, they're printing money like it's going out of style. They're devaluing the dollar. And they've done this every few months. They'll jack the dollar back up, but never as far as it's already fallen. Then it falls even further. I hope it doesn't keep falling. Why is the dollar suddenly going up? Well, because the world's saying, man, the Americans are crazy. They may actually end up being on top. And they're willing to sneak attack the Russians. Oh, you know, buy dollars, buy dollars. Well, you understand it's only gained a couple cents. You know, it's done that many times. But if you look at the long-term graph, a one-year graph, a two-year graph, a five-year graph, it's going straight down. Just type a five-year dollar graph or type a five-year gold graph. Gold's going straight up, dollar's going straight down. So time will tell on this, but Lindsey Williams' predictions are getting a little too uncanny now. I think he's a moral good guy, and I know he worked for Atlantic Richfield. I know he put out info that was accurate about Prudhoe Bay. That's been independently verified by Congress. But now he says this former oil company executive, it doesn't leave much to the imagination. We know what company he worked for. He's listed the man's name before, but doesn't want it said now. Calls him up and says, you and your family are basically going to be dead. We're going to kill you if you don't shut up. But you can go out and tell people that this is our master plan. Ha, ha, ha. And he got this call when his hour-long speech he was giving, that we promoted here years ago on DVD, when he would be a guest on, made it on YouTube and Google, number one video for weeks on end, tens of millions watching it. The bankers did not like that. So I don't know, man. It's bizarre what's going on. These people walking around saying they're bored. People walking around saying, oh, you know, life's so boring. Oh, all I do is go out and party at night and go see movies and drink beer, and my life has no meaning, nothing matters. You're decadent, folks. People that have that attitude, life is incredible, it's beautiful, it's dynamic, it's horrifying. It's all there, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we're on the edge of major global crossroads. In fact, we're at the crossroads now, as we keep telling you. We kept telling you they're going to try to start a war with Russia, start a deal with Iran, and they may just do it, boys and girls. America out there preemptively attacking nations. And the neocons have said, yeah, we don't have the military to do this conventionally, but we may use nuclear weapons preemptively. And now they're menacing Russia, who has nukes. I mean, this is unprecedented. And I agree with Chasadosky. That's what I've been saying week after week here. The escalation that we're seeing just with Iran makes the Cuban Missile Crisis look tame. And now this new situation, as I said Friday, dwarfs the Cuban Missile Crisis. Now, all Americans were concerned about that and were watching and listening then. Most Americans don't have any idea. I did samples. I mean, I would ask people at stores, restaurants, hardware store, radio station. One guy didn't know what was going on, thought Russia attacked Georgia. Another guy in the hallway got real smart mouth with me. Because he's an American patriot and I'm not. I mean, it's good to just believe the media it's incredible. It is so amazing. Okay, so I said I'd go to your calls. I do want to let you know that in the next 30 minutes on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, in the next 30 minutes, you will see the new Fabled Enemies 2-minute trailer. Now, there's going to be another trailer coming out in a week about this trailer is an overview. There's another trailer coming out about the Israeli connection in about a week. They're still working on that. And there'll be one more trailer that comes out the last day of this month, the last day of August. And then the film comes out September 1st at Infowars.com. You can see it at PrisonPlanet.tv. And the DVDs are being manufactured this week. We will have them in our little hands coming up within a week and a half, and we'll be shipping these out to you. In fact, by the end of the week, Burmese is in there doing a write-up on it. I mean, we're rushing to make all these so fast that we haven't even finished. I mean, it's got a short blurb on the cover, but a longer synopsis of the film. We are rushing. We're uploading it to PrisonPlanet.tv right now, but it won't be available till the 1st. But so my writers, Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson, Steve Watson, can write reviews of Fabled Enemies. And it's up to you to get this film out. Truth Rising is available right now at Infowars.com. Endgame, Terror Storm, Director's Cut, all available at Infowars.com. It is so important to get the word out about who really staged 9/11. Because when you realize we got psychos, they don't just blow up a ship or kill some Marines and blame it on somebody. They will fly hijack remote control jets into buildings. I mean, these guys are reckless to the max. They are arrogant. They are, you got to hand it to them, very daring. I mean, it's daring to blow the daylights out of the Russians. That never happened during the Cold War, folks. The old-timers, who were actually been in combat and were real men, weren't complete psychopathic demons. And they would never do a sneak attack on Russian troops and kill them for no reason. I mean, it's a whole new ball game, ladies and gentlemen. We are living in a whole new ball game. And we are dealing with an extremely reckless enemy of liberty who is, well, the neocons have said it in hundreds of think tank documents, in RAND Corporation, PNAC, CFR. They've all said, we got the power, we got the nukes, we got the space-based particle beams, we've got the bioweapons, the chemical weapons. Bush, in the last 7 years, has built 35, 36 level 4 bioweapons labs. They're churning out, according to the Baltimore Sun, thousands of gallons of liquid death, was the term they used for the bioweapons. I mean, they are not playing games. I mean, they're creating chimera species and letting them out in open air to spread into the biosphere with all sorts of plants and animals dying all over the U.S. and Canada. They're creating human-animal clone hybrids. They're just nanotechs being released. I mean, you know, hadron-heavy colliders to cross the streams, as they say, and all the top quantum mechanics physicists say, well, it could destroy the Earth, but that's a low probability we're going to do it. I mean, it's just craziness. It is as if hell's gates were released and the hordes of hell were turned loose through the United States on the world. And they're just completely psychopathic, and they want to see blood and destruction and death. And let's go ahead and play the audio exclusive here. You're hearing it here first. It's going up on the web. PrisonPlanet.tv members will be able to watch it in high quality. It'll be up on YouTube in the next 30 minutes. Again, here is the Fabled Enemies, but it doesn't do justice to it without the video. But here's the audio to Fabled Enemies.
The relationship between bin Laden and the CIA was essentially, he was one of the assets, one of the people they could turn to. They wanted something done, they went to bin Laden.
In the early 1980s, bin Laden worked with operatives from U.S. intelligence, the Pakistani military, and Arab states.
Is it not true that the United States government paid $300 million to the bin Laden family for the construction of the military camps?
At basis, though, I really think that these were more CIA assets, people that were recruited, like all of the folks I've been issuing visas to.
Then we have that mysterious suitcase with all of the hijackers' names and all of this incriminating evidence. Why put a Koran? Why put flight manuals? Why put all this incriminating information if it's supposedly going to get burned up?
Let's show you some video that was taken 8 days after 9/11. That man there is Osama bin Laden's younger brother, Khalil.
And that family that took off, that's a f***ing crime.
Exactly. I was surprised at the evidence that there were foreign governments involved. Most of that information is classified, I think overly classified.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Remember, 24 hours ago, it was the Bush tax cut, the Bush budget, the Bush economy. You don't hear any of that tonight. It's America's enemy. America's under attack.
you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is the first trailer for Fabled Enemies. There'll be two more. It'll be up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com here in just the next 30 minutes or so. We need your help getting this out to everybody. I know I said I was going to have the contest announcement today on the 19th. We're going to announce, it'll probably be on the 20th, but before I go to the DNC, we'll announce on the 20th. But that's the last day for the $5,000 prize and some other prizes. There's a $2,000 prize for internet censorship video, and I can pretty much tell you who won. I can tell you who got the most views. Nobody even got close to them, but I need to go ahead and officially say who the winner is and announce it. Then I need to go through and today and see who made the best $1,000 prize, Truth Rising fan trailer. And we're trying to get, you have to submit it to our email, contest@InfoWars.com. It's on the page. A lot of you are like posting it on the site, you know, on the message board saying, why aren't I on the contest page? Well, we got one poor guy, Kurt Nimmo, doing all the jobs. You got to make sure you email it to him so you can get it posted. So tomorrow we'll announce who won the $2,000 prize and the $1,000 prize. Right now, let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Maria in Deutschland. You're on the air, Maria.
Yeah, thank you. I think we're dealing with a neocon-style clowns. I think that genie is out of a bottle, you know, made in the laboratory. Part of us, you know, like how they do hybrid animal-human breed now in the UK, yeah? They legalize that now, yeah?
Yeah, human-animal creatures, yeah. Mainstream news, and we cover BBC, AP, Reuters, and people write articles saying we all wear tinfoil hats because we don't like turning humans into animals. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the Queen, I think they have had a secret breeding program. Well, they do that stuff, and I do think that Bush and Blair and a lot of them are breeding from the Queen of England.
Well, there's no doubt about that. In fact, the entire elite in England and the U.S. Are related to the Queen.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Rothschild, Rothschildren.
By the way, the big genealogy sites have done studies. They found basically the same numbers. MSNBC reported on it back before the last election in 2004, that only about 3% of the population is closely related to the British royalty in the West. Well, then why is it that every one of them, Barack Obama, John McCain, John Kerry, George Bush, they're all related? George Bush and John Kerry, George Bush Jr. and John Kerry, are related on every side of their family. They're third cousins, six cousins, nine cousins. And you know, people say, well, how does that work? Because everybody's related to everybody. It's like all Boston Terriers are related to Boston Terriers. It is a breed. Colin Powell is royalty. And he is now a Grand Knight Commander, by the way, which only a bloodline is supposed to be able to have. That's a commander of the Knights to the Queen of England. It's disgusting. In fact, hey, Aaron, I am to them. Him saying he's the Grand Knight Commander. Yeah. Anything else, Maria?
That the gene is out of a bottle? I mean, that they were created in a laboratory. That is not a bloodline, but a test tube. You know how they say YouTube. I mean, that is just another one of those.
Who knows, Maria? I just know that we're living in a complete crazy land. Maria, thank you. I mean, we live in the Twilight Zone. Walter in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to talk to you about some solutions to maybe help in bringing down this new world order. And I think what you're doing is absolutely great and really damaging them with your radio shows and the DVDs and everything. I do still have some hope that we can take back our states, and I think that's where the battle's going to be.
I agree. Instead of getting 60% presidential race voting turnout and 8% on average locally, we need to get 80% local and realize the enemy has seized the presidency.
What I've recently done, I've formed these committees of safety and it's an educational thing with like DVDs that you're putting out. Educate our neighbors, and the committees that we've set up will work with our state legislators because they're the ones that live right in our hometowns. And the whole thing that we're focusing in on is revitalization of the constitutional state militias. We have a lot of history here, 250 years of colonial and state militia acts, and it just needs some life breathed back into it. The structure of it should be grassroots up, electing our officers from right within our neighborhoods up instead of top down.
And you've got to have a code of conduct to shut out provocateurs.
Yep.
And at the same time, it'd be even good to get, say, a mayor to be a militia commander to make it more establishment so the media has trouble demonizing it.
Exactly. And that's who we want part of it, are people recognized within our communities that are because that's the whole, what it always was, right from the very colonial days.
Exactly. It wasn't the police against the people. It was the constable and the sheriff leading the militias. And what's wrong with having our local sheriff have a, quote, militia to defend? It's basically civil, what's the term that they had before World War II and after the, what was the term they had for the public? In case of attack or in case of emergency, they had a term for that. Oh, it's driving me crazy.
Civil defense?
Civil defense.
Okay. Well, the thing is that we're really... I've worked a lot with Dr. Edwin Vieira. He's really been focusing in on this, and I wish you could have him up sometime on your air.
Dr. Edward Vieira,
he's a
gold
friend expert. Of Ron Paul's. He's most known for, he's a constitutional
attorney. Yeah, gold. I got to let you go. We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie, if everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Hey, everybody. If you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Thank you.
Tom in Alaska, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for calling.
How you doing today, Alex?
Good, sir.
I listen to you 24/7, 365. Up here in Alaska, we're sitting on the oil, the nukes, and a bunch of Russians right next door. I called before about the Barksdale Minot, Broken Arrow number 6. All this stuff seems to be coming into play right now. And, you know, I'm really not sure where we're going to go, but we had trying to take this back politely through the process, which we're being locked out of through the voting machines. And, you know, I worship your show. You are my religion. And,
well, don't do that,
because because I hold no religion, because God has no religion, and I love Jesus Christ, and I do feel as though false teachers will be cast into the deep ocean, and that's why I had a couple other guys call up and talk about this Kent Hovden, DrDino.com, and he talks about the age of the earth, and you're so wise in your way, and every day I rely on your information to live, to get by for my family and my people. And I plan it accordingly because of you. No fluoridation, no tobacco, no alcohol, dry powder, a lot of food stocked up, well water. And, you know, you start getting into all this stuff and you're so knowledgeable, but then you won't even look into Kent Hovind's Age of the Earth, which proves that 6,000 years ago, dinosaurs walked with people and the conservation of angular momentum.
Bro, here's
of
the deal.
Space.
I think I've actually had him on like many years ago. I don't get into those big debates because everybody fights with each other. I believe in God. I don't believe in this false fight that science picked with religionist and you know what's happening there. I'm just here trying to stop World War III with Russia. I don't want to attack Iran. I'm just a radio talk show host. You see, you listen to me every day, and that I'm, quote, you know, everything to you. I'm just an average guy with trying to bring you the best guest and trying to study what's happening to try to be accurate and do the best job we can. We are flawed. We make mistakes. I don't get into the partisanship. Like, I've had people demand that I come out and bash and attack Catholics. I'm not Catholic. I'm not bashing Catholics. And I've said, no, I'm not going to do that. But I do have guests on that talk about the Catholic Church pushing for a new world order. That isn't enough for the Catholic bashers. I bash Pat Robertson for calling for, you know, all this stuff, and the Protestants get mad at me. I just try to shy away from all of these religious, infighting and things that are going on. I mean, that's what you opened up with, was saying that you don't know why I don't, quote, you know, get involved in this big debate about evolution and the rest of it. I've exposed that the evolutionists came out of eugenicists and believe that humans basically need to be exterminated, the vast majority of us, and that they're very, very bad people, and that they're dehumanizing humanity and claiming we're all just basically mackerel fish, and that old people need to be killed and all the rest of this sickening stuff. And I made a film about it called Endgame, and then I got bashed by all the Darwinists because I criticized him as the father of the modern eugenicist movement with his cousin Galton, and I don't even get into evolution in the film. I just cover what else they believed and how social Darwinism, saying the elites have a right to kill us and enslave us because might makes right. The fact that they're in power means that they're able to do all this. And then I get bashed by the evolutionists when I didn't even get into evolution. I said social Darwinism, an offshoot of evolution, evolutionary theory, which says we're all basically animals and the elite needs to kill us. So I'm just not going to get off into these debates with people. I'm just going to keep covering the news. We're going to do that when we get back with more calls than Lindsay Williams.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Social Darwinism is the most wicked ideology ever invented by government and elitist control freaks. Elitists had always thought they were God and always thought they were better than the commoners, and through feudalism they sought to starve and enslave their populations as a mode of control, social control. And I made a film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, where I show you the social Darwinism, the Planned Parenthood, the eugenics, the poisoning of your food and water. And so I fully engage them in a frontal assault, something you don't hear all the mainline Christians and all the people that don't really teach the gospel. They just argue and fight all day about evolution. I don't argue with how God makes things or how God produces things or interpretations of the Bible, okay? I love the living God. I am a Christian. I have pastors on. We make no bones about that. But constantly I get emails saying, you better have this guy on. You better have that guy on. You need to, you know, get into the whole evolution debate. Well, I'll decide where and when I want to fight an issue. And the social Darwinist that came directly out of Darwinism about 110 years ago, when they formed the social Darwinist idea out of the just 50-year-old Darwinian theory, really about 40-year-old Darwinian theory, is abhorrent. And the elites say, we're in power, we're in control, because genetically, we are the best, we are the elite. And so it's our right to kill and steal and murder and poison whoever we want, because we are carrying out evolution. And we are carrying out a positive evolution of the elite over the slaves. And the slaves don't deserve to breed. They deserve to die. Now, if that isn't attacking Darwinism, I don't know what is. Now, I'm not debating whether Darwinism itself has any merit or whether species selectively change or whether you breed two big people together and you get a bigger child. You know, breeding, I believe in that. I believe, obviously, in a lot of the basics. But do things just suddenly fish turn into monkeys? No, I don't believe that happens. I mean, the Darwinists have had to admit they've been wrong about most things they said. And they're having to admit things don't change over millions of years. A lot of times they change in a matter of a few thousand years. So the Darwinists have got a lot of their stuff wrong from what the real scientific community says. But I think Christians, and this came out actually, were baited 100 years ago by scientists who didn't like Christianity, who wanted to make it look bad. And so it was basically professors and scientists that wanted to get some preacher, you know, who didn't even have a college degree, into some debate with them to make them look like idiots. Now, have the Darwinists created Piltdown Man and all these fake creatures and animals and primates and fake Homo sapien skeletons? Are they a pack of lying scum? Absolutely. But I'm not getting into that debate. This is not what my show is about. You can call in about those issues. You can call in and bring it up if you want. But I am not going to be your champion. I am not going to be a champion again, for the Seventh-day Adventist, or a champion for the Protestants, or a champion for the Catholics, and all these groups, you know, write me and call me and say, we need you to be a champion for this Seventh-day Adventist breakoff group, or the Jehovah's Witnesses, or the Southern Baptist, and I'm not here to do that. I'm not here. I'm here to try to get you to become aware of the cashless society surveillance grid going into place. I am here to try to get you to realize they're poisoning your food and water by design, and we've caught them thousands of times. That fluoride is eating your brain and attacking your glands. That mercury brain damages children. I am here to point out that the U.S.-backed, Israeli-backed forces attacked the Russians last week, and it's a very dangerous escalation. I'm here to talk about the devaluation of the dollar to put political pressure on Congress to free up oil supplies and to strengthen the dollar. I am here trying to fight for the Second Amendment. I'm here trying to defend our borders and sovereignty because it's part of the globalist plan to break down our borders. I am attacking whatever their main programs are. That is what I'm doing. I am attacking their main operations and trying to mobilize the people, not to follow some particular, you know, specially cut ideology, but to just get people to look around them and think for themselves. Okay? That's why we'll have guests on that don't agree with each other. That's why we have callers on that don't agree with each other. That's why we're having a college discussion, you know, like a large discussion. Here in the Pantheon, basically. All right, we'll be right back with Lindsey Williams.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981. And find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981. 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air...
...going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, gigantic developments on PrisonPlanet.com. Top story, American mercenary captured by Russians. Confirmed by multiple mainstream sources. We know 1,000 Marines were there taking part in drills. Hundreds of confirmed U.S. Army Special Forces. Major Israeli newspapers, as we reported earlier, and we have links to those up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. More than 1,000 Israeli troops led by Israeli mercenaries. The Georgian military is commanded by an Israeli national. That's all listed here by the BBC. Also, their foreign minister is an Israeli. So this is a NATO, Israeli, Ukrainian, British attack, sneak attack, launched Thursday night on the eve of the Olympics. The media is spinning it and saying that Russia attacked them. They destroyed an entire city, killing thousands, continuing to attack with their self-propelled rocket batteries. The Russians have been fighting back and are now, for several days, driving them out of Ossetia and other areas. They've now entered into central Georgia. The fighting is intensifying. General Petraeus reported today in the Associated Press he is sending in U.S. military C-130s with 2,000 Georgian reinforcements that were in Iraq. U.S. aircraft are flying into the zone. Petraeus says to back up. So our government is delivering troops to the front line. And don't think the Russians won't send Hines in. They've said anybody supporting the conflict, anybody attacking Russian forces or supplying them will be attacked. They've told the international community and all the nations that border, including Ukraine, the Black Sea, that any ships trying to deliver weapons, they've told the Israelis this, out of Turkey. They told Turkey anybody trying to deliver weapons into Georgia will be attacked. Russian submarines are there on alert. Russian battleships and missile cruisers have been sinking Georgian ships. This is insane. NATO instructor taken hostage with Georgians amid reports of U.S. military commanding thousands of mercenaries in proxy war. Paul Joseph Watson, PrisonPlanet.com. An American mercenary has been captured by Russian forces along with a number of Georgian soldiers, according to a report from the Russian news website. And it goes on, providing more evidence that U.S. and NATO are covertly supporting the Georgian army in a proxy war against Russia. According to the report, which is a major Russian daily, the mercenary is an African-American who is a NATO instructor and an ordnance specialist. He has now been transferred to the Russian base of Vladivostok. It goes on, the story also backs up previous reports of dead black Americans being found dead in the capital of South Ossetia wearing U.S. uniforms. We played those Russia Today. That's the equivalent of CNN. U.S. soldiers recently conducted training programs where they instructed Georgian soldiers how to deal with unexploded ordnances as part of a Georgian train and equip program. And it is a serious escalation. Now, he was on with us about 2.5 weeks ago, and he said Russia is going to start bringing more oil and gas to market. People have been pointing this out all over the web, the interview. He said there will be major confrontations with Russia in the next year over them trying to bring this to market. BP owns the end of the pipeline, which supplies more than 1%, which doesn't sound like a lot, but that's enough to really shake things up. Just that one pipeline that goes into the Black Sea and then into Turkey. Very, very serious. But Lindsey Williams said you would see gas prices start plunging. He's told 9 weeks ago now, he told Dr. Stan Monteith this privately. Monteith has an impeccable record, said he did tell him secretly this. Then a month ago, Lindsey Williams went public about this and said you'll see it start plunging because he has a major oil executive contact whose all his previous information has proven out to be accurate. But I wanted to get you back on today to flesh out more of what he said in your conversations with him. More of what your New World Order source said specifically about confrontations with Russia.
Alex, thank you for the privilege of being on with you today. The standard currency of the world is crude oil. Everything that you're seeing happen today is about crude oil. It's nothing else. They really don't care about people. It wasn't a matter of the fact that Saddam Hussein killed so many people in Iraq. After all, George Bush has seen more people murdered over there and killed than what Saddam ever did. Same thing in Georgia.
Well, he was our boy.
But it's about crude oil.
He was our boy, in fact, till they set him up to go into Kuwait.
Sure. It's all about crude oil. This Iran. I'm so glad that you had Ron Paul on the other day. Congratulations, Alec. Your listening audience are some of the most privileged people on the face of this earth because they get everything up to date every day. I don't know how you do such an amazing job of it, but Ron Paul talking about what's going to happen in Iran. Every bit of it is about crude oil. Iran, Iraq, Georgia, Russia, every bit of it. And 8 weeks ago, when this individual called me in order to threaten me, he said, Lindsey, you can't talk about certain things anymore.
And again, this is a big oil exec you worked for several years, worked with, but please continue.
Well, I was the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and because I was doing such a job for them, they gave me executive status, invited me to sit in on their board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. And because of it, I got to know a lot of these top people. Well, I had not seen this man for about 20 years or talked with him. And he called me up on the phone to threaten me and say, you can't talk about certain things anymore. Well, after we agreed, and I did everything that he said, including pulling my website and my DVD, and then I decided I'd be polite and kind to him, and I said, how's your family? Where you been living? It really became very friendly. And then I began to ask him questions, and when I asked him the questions, he readily answered me just as if he'd been in the board meetings lately. And that, Alex, is where I came by my information. You know, people so often think, oh, Lindsey Williams, you're a prophet. No, I'm not. I put on my britches every morning just like you do. It's just the fact that there are certain contacts that I still have amongst the elite who tell me things from time to time. And over the past 35 years, the only thing I've ever done is just voiced what I have heard them tell me. And when this individual called me 8 weeks ago and begun to tell me all of these things are going to happen in the next year to 2 years, I was utterly dumbfounded, and that's where all this information came from, Alex.
Well, Lindsay, let's get into specifics, because everybody was freaking out on YouTube comments and on my Infowars.com comments pages. You can comment below the pages. People are using it as a message board. That is, people can comment on the stories, to be specific. And they're all pointing out that you had talked about confrontation with Russia in and around Central Asia and Eastern Europe when you were on. I don't have the staff or the time to go back and listen to the 3 or 4 hours of interviews we did 2 or 3 weeks ago. But then I brought that up to you, and you said, well, yes, I did. You know, he did tell me that there will be escalating tensions in that region with the Russians. Did he say anything else about that?
Okay, let me give you the context in which that was given to me, because there again, let me stress, I only say what I have been told by, and this person gave me certain things. He said, the price of crude oil is going to $50 a barrel eventually. It'll probably go up more before it goes there. He said, we're going to open up 2 major oil fields in the world in order to flood the world with crude oil and basically destroy the economies of the Middle East, the oil-producing countries of the Arabs. And he said, we're going to open up 2 oil fields. I asked him, where are they? He said, number one in Indonesia. He said, another one north of Russia. Now, on July the 24th, Fox News had it headlines that there is a major oil field that was found in north of Russia or northern Russia. Now, in the context of the fact that Russia is going to become the leading major financial power in the world, do you realize right now that there are more millionaires in Russia than in any other country in the world? And it's all about oil. So in the context of the fact that he said they're going to have this major oil field found in Russia, that Russia is going to supply most of the oil for the world beginning almost immediately whenever this oil field is announced, which it was on July the 24th, I knew that we would have confrontations with Russia from that point on. Then Georgia comes up, and what's it all about? Oil pipeline, oil in Georgia, natural gas going through Georgia. Russia has interest in Georgia because of oil and natural gas. And every bit of this all revolves around one thing, oil. So we definitely, I could gather from the context of what this man said, we can expect over the next few years more and more and more power to be vested in Russia.
Now, did you extrapolate that or deduce that, or did he specifically say we're going to have confrontations with Russia?
No, I extrapolated that. Now, he did not say we're going to have confrontations with Russia, but I knew that if Russia becomes the financial power that he said it was going to, and that there is this major oil field that will supply the majority of oil for the world from Russia, I knew that this meant confrontations with Russia, but I didn't expect it to happen this quickly.
Lindsay, why don't you call him back again and ask him some more questions? I mean, have you only talked to him twice?
Talked to him 3 times.
Okay, well, when's the last time you talked to him?
About 3 weeks ago.
So right around the time you were on my show last?
Just before I was on your show.
What was the last thing you talked to him about?
I asked him, I said, what can I say that what you've told me? You've told me these things are going to happen. And I said, I don't want to get in trouble and definitely don't want you threatening me again. I said, can I say Lindsay Williams thinks these things are going to happen? He said, as long as you leave my name out of it, you can.
What a nice gangster. Well, you need to call him back, Lindsay. You need to call him back and pick his brain about some more things that are happening. Now, obviously, the discovery of this Russian oil, and they're discovering fields everywhere, I mean, that alone shouldn't drive the price down because they have to then bring it to market. The imploding dollar is what has driven oil up, and every summer, I mean, this could be him being right, or it could be that every summer for the last 6 years, it's been going up to an all-time high, then dropping during the fall and winter, late summer, fall and winter, and then going back up in spring into midsummer, and then back down. I mean, that's how it works. You have a 12 months in front of you, and in the first part of the year, it's you know, low, and then it goes in the middle part of the year and goes up, and then it goes back down into the end of the year, into the start of the next year. So I'm not saying that this person isn't a real source. I know you've got good sources, and, you know, we know where you worked and what you were around and what you did and your position. And everything you've talked about ended up happening. I'm just throwing that out there, looking at all the different options here. Lindsey Williams is our guest. You'll be able to talk to him on the other side of this break at 1-800-259-9231. This is the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601, or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group.
John, give me new calls, please.
World domination.
For thousands of years, their dark order group.
Just for the guest?
Yeah, go through them. Give them to me.
Okay. Close your window.
80% of humanity is at hand.
Trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
I'm going to play a little bit of this. I think it says it all.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down. comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind.
Lindsey Williams is our guest. We're going to take your calls in the next segment. John, Rusty, Brendan, Cody, folks from Arizona, Australia, Arkansas, New Hampshire, you name it. 1-800-259-9231. In this short segment, any key points that need to be made, Lindsey Williams, in world developments from your inside sources?
The elitists play both sides. And at this point, Russia is going to be probably the most prominent nation on the face of the earth from this point on. This man was very emphatic about the fact that this oil field, or combine these two, Indonesia has not been announced yet. Russia, north of Russia, was announced by Fox News headlines on July the 24th. These two oil fields combined contain more recoverable oil than all of the Middle East combined. Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Dubai, take everything over there, combine it, and these two oil fields that they said they were going to open up, they're ready to go, will produce more crude oil than all the Middle East combined. That means that Russia is going to be a major contender. The United States of America is going to have to take a back seat. We are not going to be allowed to produce our crude oil from the North Slope of Alaska, that monstrous oil find in Montana and North Dakota that we know is there. None of that is going to be allowed to be opened up. And as a result, we will have major, my prediction now, this is Lindsey Williams, my prediction is we will have major confrontations with Russia from this point on.
All right. Well, very interesting. Let's go to Brendan in Australia. Brendan, you're on the air worldwide.
Hello?
Yes, Brendan.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having you on. Hello, Mr. Williams.
Hi there, Brendan.
I just wanted to comment. I noticed something interesting on the... I was watching CNN. And I saw when the conflict first started, the president, the Georgian president, went on TV and he was saying, talking about issuing, you know, a state of war. And then he said, we're not going to be taking away anybody's, you know, democratic freedoms. We're not going to be restricting movement of anyone. But, you know, parliament will just be in 24 hours and, you know, other things like that. And then after his he finished his speech, they had the CNN correspondent sort of wrap it up, and he mentioned, the Georgian president mentioned the state of war, which, you know, means it gives the president special powers to install rules without having to go to government or parliament.
And yeah, he came on and lied to the West and then declared martial law. And they've got all sorts of police state operations in Georgia. You know, Russia's corrupt, but so is Georgia. And the whole point here is Georgia, backed up by Israeli and U.S. forces, and U.S. people have now been captured. It's confirmed, running sneak attacks on the Russians. This is unprecedented escalation. Lindsey Williams?
Yes, it is. And I was amazed that this is taking place so quickly because 8 weeks ago now, when this man said, we are going to open up this major oil field. Now, keep in mind something. Most of the elite are socialistic in their thinking. So for them to promote Russia and open up this huge oil field and flood the world with it is nothing new. Now, this means then that Russia is going to take advantage of all of the resources that they've got that they know they're going to have in the future. And now this Georgia situation produces, oh my goodness, Alex, this is scary what's happening over there.
Anything else, Brendan from Australia?
Yeah, just quickly.
Well, stay there. Stay there, Brendan. Got a break. Satellite. We'll be back with Brendan in Australia, John, Rusty, Cody, and many others. I'm Alex Jones. The new trailer is up on InfoWars.com right now. Fabled Enemies.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know, I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great. And the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkandmate.com. Drinkandmate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
The Fabled Enemies trailer is posted at the top of the page at InfoWars.com. It's not yet up on PrisonPlanet.com. Neocons call for U.S. to launch war with Russia is also posted there. Today, the New York Times reports that Russia is escalating its war with Georgia. What a deceptive headline. Moving tanks and troops to the separatist enclave of South Ossetia and advancing towards the city of Gori in central Georgia and even bombing parts of Tbilisi's, the Georgian capital. Russia's increasing aggression is putting a spark into American neoconservatives today. They're always mad the Russians kicked out Trotsky, who was their founder. Yeah, a bunch of dirty commies. Russia's increasing aggression is putting a spark into American neoconservatives. That means communists. Today on the Times op-ed page, one of their leaders, William Crystal, founder of the communist movement, Fourth International, his father founded it, claims the U.S. must defend Georgia's sovereignty as a reward for its participation in Iraq, while the conservative Washington Times is calling for maximum pressure on Russia. Bill Crystal, again, son of the head of the communist Fourth International, has had the third largest military presence, about 2,000 troops, fighting along U.S. soldiers and Marines. For this reason alone, we owe Georgia a serious effort to defend its sovereignty. Surely, we cannot simply stand by as an autocratic aggressor gobbles part of, and perhaps destabilizes all of, a friendly democratic nation. What an incredible statement. We must strike. We must hit. And Cheney said that, I'll get you his actual quote, he said that there will be a serious response. There will be a response. Petraeus is flying C-130s full of Georgian troops up to the battle lines. This is insane. This could turn into World War III. Washington Times reports it is the American interest to exert maximum pressure on Russia, withdraw its troops, and halt the interference from Georgian territory. The latest act shows the need for greater resolve in establishing a European security system that can be effective check on Russian power. Kind of like when they went into the former Russian territory of Serbia, blew the daylights out of it, brought Muslims in, and then told the American people that Serbia attacked Albania. Just, it's unbelievable. Writing in the Washington Post today, Robert Kagan goes even further, suggesting that Georgian-Russian conflict may be the start of World War III. And he goes on to say that. I mean, I want to go back to Brendan and others that are patiently holding, but Lindsey Williams, they are all over TV, all over radio, all over the, quote, liberal media, all over everything, saying Russia started this. They have total contempt for the American people. They treat us like we are three-year-olds who've been beaten upside the head. But I guess that's what we are, because most people I talk to really think Russia, out of a clear day, just suddenly attacked for no reason last week, when it's admitted that U.S.-backed and Israeli-backed Georgian, with those troops involved, our troops involved, attacked and slaughtered and blew up a couple cities. I mean, this is incredible, Lindsey Williams.
The elite make fortunes off of both sides of war. First World War, Second World War, what's happening in Iraq, what's going to happen in Iran, what's happening over in Georgia. They play both sides. They supply to both sides. And the elite are socialistic. You know, I lived with them for 3 years, Alex. This is the privilege that I had that the average person sits off and says, well, this, I think this, 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 and this. I lived with these people for 3 years, analyzed them right on their own soil. They love conflicts like this. And the more they can get us into this, the more they're going to enjoy it and make fortunes off of it.
Lindsey, in your educated opinion, do we have a hope and a prayer of de-escalating this? Or do the elites just not give a you-know-what?
Everything revolves around one subject and one subject only, and that is crude oil. And whoever it is that wants that pipeline, wants the crude oil out of Georgia, and wants the natural gas out of Georgia, they're going to fight for it. Life means nothing, because crude oil is the standard currency of the world. And in some way, connect in your mind and everything you see on the news about crude oil and natural gas in relation to Georgia, and you'll know which way this thing is going.
I have to agree with you. Very, very serious, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very serious. There's so much incredible news. In the past, one story, like, confirmed U.S. mercenaries are being captured. One of them is an African-American. In their leading troops attacking the Russians. This is an incredible provocation. 6 months ago, 3 months ago, a month ago, the Russian foreign ministry threatened to aim their nukes at the U.S. again and said, we will use nukes if you keep moving weapon systems into Ukraine, into Georgia, into Czech Republic, and they just don't care. They're doing it. Now, some people say the New World Order plays both sides. You're right, they do play both sides, but are they in control of both sides? We know, and it's been in the Financial Times of London, that every time they arrest one of the oligarchs, the 10 or so that really owned Russia, they arrested like 6 of them, that they always then, once they're in jail, international agreements were already signed where it's transferred to the Rothschilds, who were the secret owners. And yes, folks, that's really in the newspaper in England. So it also looks like Russia may actually be, at some level, a rogue element inside the New World Order. But you're saying your oil company source says no, they're teamed up with Russia.
Well, yes, they've got to be. In order to produce, they know, they have known a long time in advance, far enough in advance, that the CEO of ExxonMobil Oil Company on May the 3rd, 08, said crude oil should be $50 a barrel. Now go look it up, you can find it on the web. It hit the national news May the 3rd of 08. And for these oil company top people to make these statements, and then this man 8 weeks ago to tell me exactly where these oil fields are that they were going to bring online, and for the retired CEO of Shell Oil to state on Monday, June the 2nd of 08, America must have a new energy policy But he wasn't talking about an energy policy of us developing our own oil fields, but an energy policy of developing the huge oil fields in Indonesia, north of Russia, destroying the Arabs totally. And when people, if people can put all this together, Alex, they're going to see exactly what these people are doing, and every bit relates to all of these things are planned behind closed doors. And when this man said this to me 8 weeks ago, he knew everything that they had talked about, all the plans that they had made. Now, he did not mention Georgia. He did mention the fact that Russia is going to become one of the major powers on the face of the earth because they're going to become rich like the Arabs are right now. Then you put together that along with the socialism of Russia and bring in the oil to give them the finances that they need to be able to do things that nobody ever thought that anybody could
so
do.
So Russia's been playing possum while the globalists brought down and bankrupted the U.S., which is what all the old-timers 50 years ago said the plan really was. And I want to be clear. Joseph McCarthy was an alcoholic. He thought he was, you know, he was a Marine who flew dangerous combat photography missions over Japan, and his plane got shot up quite a few times. He was the real deal. And they make movies demonizing him, making him look like a fool. He wasn't perfect. He wasn't that sophisticated. But then he found out about the New World Order. I've talked to people that knew him and worked with him. They were allowing him to set up a police state in the U.S. in the name of fighting communism to really persecute the left and create censorship boards for the FBI. But as soon as he found out and said the Army, the Air Force, everybody works for the communists, he goes, no, wait, they're funding the communists. And as soon as he found out that they had put Mao Zedong into power, which is now declassified mainstream history, our government put Mao in, they set them up after the Boxer Rebellion 110 years ago. And then, you know, had him fight the Japanese and then didn't give Chiang Kai-shek the weapons. The point is, it turned out he was right. But it wasn't communism. It was globalism. Just as Carol Quigley at Georgetown said, Bill Clinton's mentor, the head of political science there, that the international roundtable groups based in London use and own all the groups and finance them all. But they like to work with communists and fascists because they centralize control, which they can then create a global government with. And so that's what's happening. And as soon as McCarthy found out that the military was, quote, backing the communists, which later all came out, giving them nukes, weapons, aluminum plants, everything, that's when they had to shut him down and made him look like a fool. Now, let's go back to Brendan in Australia. Finish up, Brendan.
Yeah, I was just going to say, today, Kevin Rudd, the Prime Minister of Australia, went to Korea. And they've got, like, a big story about how he's talking about Australian beef and whatnot. And then, you know, most of the media just left it out, but a few of them are starting to pick it up. He's also, the main reason he went there was to push his Asia-Pacific community, the Asian Union, Asian-Pacific Union, which is...
And when you read it, they call it a union, just like the African Union, the Caribbean Union they're trying to set up, the South American Union was signed 5 weeks ago, the African Union's been around for 10 years. And then major news publications wrote articles in the last 2 weeks, several of them saying, I'm insane that the African Union doesn't exist. And, I mean, they're living in a delusional la-la land. I mean, it's all over the foreign press. They're having meetings. They have international bodies that are set up. They have the African Union set up, and the media says it doesn't exist.
Even now, even the news is saying it's going to be like a European Union-style community. They call it community.
Yeah, but you're allowed to see that in Australia. They know Americans are so dumb. I mean, everybody's been dumbed down in the West, but we win. You know, we're the winners. I mean, we win by several lengths. You know, it's not winning by a nose. I mean, it's just... I mean, I'm not being mean here. It's a fact. Just literally, none of it exists. Government's always good. There's no elite. There's no, I mean, I don't, thank you for the call, sir. Absolutely. They said a year ago, because I was finishing Endgame at the time, I've got the mainstream articles in the film, they said that they were now making the Asian Economic Group, what is it, APEC, similar to APAC, not the same thing, that it was now a union. It was in major Australian, Japanese papers. Doesn't exist here in America. Hell, they may start saying Japan doesn't exist. Americans, I'm not kidding. I mean, they may say nothing exists, but Budweiser and acting tough. Lindsay Williams, do you get the point I'm trying to make here?
Oh, you're exactly right, Alex. In fact, everything that you've been saying over these years, and even though I don't get to talk to you that much in person, I follow you very carefully. These elitists have everything planned in advance. And when this gentleman called me 8 weeks ago and told me these things that were going to happen, I was utterly flabbergasted to hear the things that they have already on the drawing board. And all of this fits together. Understand one thing, everybody out there, and Alex, listening audience. The elite control the world. They control both sides. They control what's happening over there in Iraq. They control Iran. They control Russia. They control what's happening in America. And the elite pull the strings. Everybody in Congress immediately says, how high do you want us to jump whenever they say jump? And the president does, too. So,
well, I mean, the evidence of that is 90-plus percent want to control the borders. Both parties say shut up. You don't like it? Well, SWAT team will drop by. 80% went out of the war. They say it ain't ever-ending. They just do whatever they want, whenever they want. Let's jam in a few final calls for you. John in New Hampshire, then Rusty, Cody, Jennifer, and Jeremy. Real fast, John. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I just wanted to say, I mean, Billy Crystal is such a scumbag. I mean, the guy's like a little warlord every time you see him. I honestly don't even think people take the guy seriously anymore.
Oh, really? They're attacking Russia right now.
They are. You're right about that. But
no, he's
anything but a conservative.
Well, I mean, he's a Trotskyite, so that's the new conservative.
Well, I wanted to ask Lindsay, how do you see this for the United States playing out? I mean, how much do you think we're going to escalate this? And then do you think if we start engaging with them, do you see China getting into this at all?
Well, if China gets into it, we're really in big trouble. Biblically, you find China and you find Russia in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. You put these nations together and you've got World War III if it goes to that
okay,
point.
Okay, you know what? That's a great point, John. Briefly, and I'll just keep you to the end of the show, but I got a few things I got to plug, and plus I want to plug your stuff. Lindsay Williams, briefly, as a Baptist minister, looking at, you know, your perspective on the scriptures, and I'm going from memory here, but doesn't the Antichrist blow the daylights out of a Russian group, and then later the Russians and the Chinese come back, or fill me in briefly on that?
You're exactly right. He literally decimates certain parts of the world. Russia will eventually be destroyed. China, oh my goodness, China's got some exciting days ahead. The United States of America is going to really take a back seat. We are going to become a nil. How should I put it? A nil circumstance in the world.
A third world kind of backwater cesspit.
Yeah, we are going to take a back seat from this point on, any way you look at it.
Because we've been neutralized, sucked dry by the bankers. Anything else, John?
I wanted to ask you, I know gold dropped the last time I looked like 820 an ounce. I mean, do you think that's going to trend with oil? I mean, where do you think the bottom is for like precious metals?
Historically, gold and oil have always gone together. I do not think that's going to continue. Now, this is only a prediction. I agree with you, Alex. I've got to call this man back and ask him some more questions if he's willing to answer me. It's my opinion.
If you have a devaluing dollar, it doesn't matter what oil does. The gold's going to go up because it's denominated in dollars.
Yeah, I think oil and gold are going to break. I do not think they're going to stay together as they've done in the past. I think they're going to break. I was just in touch this morning with a gold dealer who had talked with the United States Mint. He literally was on the phone with them this morning. They said, we can't get any more silver for another 30 days. They said gold supply is dwindling. They said
no, Ted Anderson's in that business. He's having trouble getting gold, and the silver's gone, except for dimes. Thank you for the call, John. Rusty in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, I remember back on the first, Alex, it was like the Friday after Lindsay first came on, that you had mentioned, I believe Bob Chapman was on with you, and you had stated that you'd believe maybe that possibly that the contact that Lindsay had might have given some disinformation.
Well, no, I just said, like I said earlier, the globalists, you never know what they're going to do. This could be a curveball.
Right.
And so that's what I was saying.
I was just wanting to say that you had mentioned there, too, Bob, I believe, said that it would normally take about 1 to 2 years to get a refinery up and going over there to introduce them.
That's what we said, yeah.
Yeah. Is that actually the case, Lindsay, or would they already have something in place, or what do you see about that?
One of the first things that came to my mind after I talked with this man 8 weeks ago was he is trying to literally make me look like a fool. He's trying to totally discredit everything I've done for the past 35 years. And even Dr. Stan said, Lindsay, don't you think he might be wanting to do that to you? And all of us thought that until Fox News on July the 24th announced this huge oil find north of Russia.
Got to jump. Thank you, Rusty. Cody in Arizona, you're on the air with him. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you got some great guests on lately. Hey, I got a question for each of you. First of all, I was in the Coast Guard on September 11th. The next day, you'd mentioned quite a few times that, you know, the FBI had been out there spreading disinfo. And on that day, because of my position, I was handed probably about a stack of 20 pages of Middle Eastern men and women's names. And it just seems to me that it should have been in a marked envelope, either classified, you know, secret. My question for you is, do you believe that should have been marked?
And, I've talked to a lot of troops that I know who, on the morning of 9/11, including Corey Rowe, this happened to him because he'd already joined. They brought him in before the attacks happened, had him sit down, then walked in and turned the TV on right as it happened and said, we're going to war. And I mean, so that's how they were programming people. Your comments on that, Lindsay?
Yeah, everything that you've said about 9/11 is true, Alex.
And that gives you an idea how reckless this New World Order crowd is. Anything else, Cody?
All
right, I'm going to jam you in, Cody and Jennifer. Sorry to Jeremy. I'll have time for two more calls and Lindsay Williams on the other side. My new film, well, I produced it. Burmese directed it, is coming out in a few weeks. The trailer is on Infowars.com. It's Fabled Enemies.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981.
All right, keep Williams on hold.
800-498-2981.
Okay. Provider and licensing details are available.
We're We're going to take two final calls, let Cody and then finish up, and then Jennifer briefly. I want to thank our guest for joining us. Before we go back to him, you need to remember, ladies and gentlemen, that this broadcast is made possible by our sponsors. And one of them is eFoods Direct, eFoodsDirect.com. It's the J. Michael Stevens Group, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. You can simply go to InfoWars.com, top banners, and get storable food or get a free audio CD about their company. Find out about how it's GMO-free, clean, healthy, freeze-dried food. Wonderful folks. Give them a call. Get the free CD as well. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. We keep telling you, the world is going into turmoil. This is an important insurance policy to have. This is where I get my storable food. 1-800-409-5633. And also, there's another great sponsor we have, EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com, or a big banner halfway down on InfoWars.com. It's an atmospheric water generator for home, pays for itself in less than a year. If you buy water from the store, pure clean water without the fluoride, ultimate water from the humidity in the air. It does 28 liters of water in 24 hours or 7.5 gallons. Even in the desert, it gets quite a few gallons. And it comes out in a year to 12 cents a gallon. And it's a very good system. 1-866-585-4044. 1-866-585-4044 or EcolaBlue.com. Check them out today. And yes, Fabled Enemies will be out September 1st on PrisonPlanet.tv. And by the end of the week, you'll be able to pre-order it on DVD. That means your order will go out first, maybe even a few days before September 1st. We have a way of sneaking the DVDs out early for people that order first. That's just a few weeks away. Fabled Enemies, the trailer is up on InfoWars.com right now. It'll be up by the end of the day on PrisonPlanet.tv for a members version in super high quality. But I just want to put it out for everybody in members quality so they get a view of what it looks like. Okay, very quickly, Cody in Arizona, Coast Guard, go ahead and finish your point.
Lindsay, I just have some friends that moved up to Wyoming to work with in the oil fields, and I'm curious if you're aware of any of the any foreign interests up in that area, you know, Russian or any other countries that might be involved.
Russia would not need to have an interest in it at all because they have just had discovered in the northern part of Russia this huge oil field that has such major amounts and it's almost unbelievable.
And see, none of that affects Americans.
Interest there at all.
None of this affects the U.S. If they allow more oil out of Alaska, it's just going to be given to Asia. We are known as the dumb cows. We are known as the people to be abused. Okay, so we don't get any of our oil anyways. Very little of it. Thank you, Cody. Jennifer in Tennessee, last caller.
Are you there?
Yes, I am, Jennifer.
Okay, I have a question for Lindsay. Last time you were on Alex's show, you had mentioned that you thought by the end of the summer that gas would go up $1 a gallon before it reached $50 a barrel. But since you were on...
I don't believe you. I don't remember him saying that. I think he said it was going to start dropping then.
Well, I thought I had heard him say that he thought that gas would go up $1 a gallon before...
Lindsay, did you say that?
If the individual that talked with me 8 weeks ago, he said that the price of gasoline will probably go up a little higher before it drops. Now, if you'd like to know everything that I was told by one of the people who knows all that's happening behind closed doors, a man that is as close to the elitist as I probably have ever known, please, I beg of you to get my analysis of what he said as well as everything he said on a DVD and a CD. Please dial this number, 800-321-2900. The title of it is The Next 12 Months. 800-321-2900.
Lindsay, we're going to have you back up later this week if you can do it. We are flat out of time. Thank you for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Alex. And folks, listen to everything Alex has to say. He's giving it to you day after day. Don't miss a single broadcast.
Thank you, Lindsay Williams. God bless and take care. Rebroadcast with Michelle Chosadowski, the professor. We also had on a lot of other great folks today. Amy Allen, and of course, that interview you just heard. At InfoWars.com, retransmission is now. InfoWars.com.